It's new screen card, Tommy. Thank you.
I don't know.
We're recording, by the way.
Where did the cheese go?
I don't know.
Is my mic on?
Where did the cheese go?
Turn my mic on.
I don't know.
Matt, you'd be proud of the book on that fantasy football this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Will Fuller?
I don't know.
Where did the cheese go? Matt Pavita?
Even though it was already won, but he already.
Kid in my league had Will Fuller, Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, my God.
Aaron Jones.
Really?
And Adam Thielen.
Oh, Thielen?
He put Thielen up, had a great day.
He put up almost 300 points.
I put up 193.
Nice.
Yeah.
And nobody that was even,
I had it locked up before Monday night because I had Matt Ryan who put up 40.
Nice.
Obviously, Phil Fuller, who I picked up the Friday. I picked up the night before on Saturday.
Oh, God, don't care.
It's not the show yet.
Oh, he's recording. We started recording. We're
but it's not the real show. It's a show. It's the show before the yo.
It's the
show before the yo.
Jesus Christ.
Is he?
What?
It's the pre-show.
Jesus Christ.
It's pre-yo.
Jesus!
What do you have before yogurt? Pre-yo.
Pre-cum.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What do you have before frozen yogurt? Fro-yo? Pre-yo.
Boo!
Let me get it out now.
Get it out. Get out. Suck out the poison.
Nice.
All right.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Matt, come on. Give us something good.
I've been ready.
God damn.
As soon as you started talking, I was going to interrupt you.
Eat fucking cheeseburgers.
Keep going straight, motherfucker.
Fucking wrestling, motherfucker.
Take the next exit.
You know where you're going.
Crown Royal. I'm fucking drunk.
Give me Crown Royal. Hammerstein Ballroom, motherfucker.
You ready?
Hell yeah!
Recapping, arguably, the most important week in professional wrestling history. AEW Dynamite, NXT on USA, SmackDown Live on Fox, Hell in a Cell, Monday Night Raw picks, and much more. All next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, The Road to 8 years. 8 years long, 8 years strong. That's my dong, baby!
Oh, man.
Motherfucker!
God damn!
Ding dong.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant.em Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody, this is Sunny, the original diva of the WWE and 2011 WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to none other than the Shining Wizards.
What's up, fuckers?
I have a small dick.
Hell yeah! Call it there!
Squeaky clean on a Tuesday night because I took a bath
and somebody else took a bath too.
Somebody else was happy to turn the hose on us. We'll get to that in a minute. It's the Shining Wizards where it's wrestling talk.
Hey, talk about wrestling.
Thank you for everyone joining us live on the Rant, rantdmradio.com. Thank you for downloading us in the podcast forums. Thanks for streaming. Thanks for joining us. Matt.
Tony.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
I know. I fucked that up.
Kevin.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you were doing.
Because there's only three of us. It doesn't work that way when you guys each say each other's name.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Then I'm just like, oh, it's still me.
These nuts.
That's right.
Got him!
Yeah. So what's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
I thought you were going to play something over there.
No, no, I'm good. I'm fucking...
I'm pretty sure you nailed it, Tony.
Amped up. I watched a shitload of wrestling this weekend.
Oh, hell yeah!
It's a... There's no time to fuck around.
Fuck. No time for the time fuckery.
Yes, we had picks. We had lots of wrestling to watch.
Ooh, holy shit.
Biggest week in history.
Yeah. Where do you guys want to start?
How about this? How about we start with me posing a question to both of you?
Oh, hit me. No.
Did it live up to the hype the whole week? Do you think it transformed or shaped the business for the future? And by the business, I mean the wrestling business.
Did it shape the business for the future?
Did it deliver a bigger hammer as you thought it was going to be?
Oh yeah.
Did it deliver like a Bobby Lashley hammer?
It does have a hammer. I see that picture Kratzo sent us last week. When you guys were talking, was it Kratzo or was it Prince of Pro? I'm sorry.
It was one of them.
It was a split screen, and the top half
was it Scotch Drinkmore?
I think it was one of our wonderful fans on Twitter, and it was a week ago, so I apologize for not remembering. But there's a picture of Leo Rush and Bobby Lashley in a parking lot, like walking into a hotel or
something.
Bobby Lash has gray sweatpants on. Bro.
Bigger than the eggplant?
Holy shit.
Really?
Now, I don't know if it was like photoshopped. Homeboy's got a fucking...
Yeah,
looks like a fucking 2 liter of Pepsi.
It's called the Dominator.
It definitely is.
The Loninator.
Holy moly guacamole.
Is that why you wanted to fight him? Like penis envy?
No, I didn't even know.
Come on.
I didn't... No, Bobby, you don't assume. You can't
Bobby
assume.
Bobby Lashley Dong. I don't know why. My computer is fucking sick tonight.
Well, stop searching for dongs on your computer.
Probably stop doing what you're doing, and I could just Google it over here.
Yeah, that's probably the better
one. On the machine that's not recording
the podcast. Did you try deleting your cookies?
Or all the...
I ate them.
All the porn that you have on the computer?
Stop searching Bobby Lashley's dong, and maybe you won't get viruses.
Let's see.
Bobby Lashley images. Dong. Only I thought here I was on the looking Shining it up. Wizards. I don't know. I
wasn't enough dong. Clearly, both could... You, it probably would start on your, on Tony's screen and go to Matt's.
Yeah.
That's probably how big it is. So you guys could both search at the same time. It'd be the same picture. Tony would be the start. Matt's would be the
It's
finish.
Really not that important. To answer your question, Kevin, I think it did.
Changed the landscape? Like, changed everything?
I don't know if it changed the landscape, but it definitely set a tone that we are in.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
We're in a new era. I walked in. So me and my wife don't do normal things to celebrate anniversaries. We don't do fancy dinners. We went to fucking Dave and Buster's.
Nothing wrong with that.
Drinks and play some games.
Oh, did you see the AEW tag belts while you were there?
I did. When I walked in on the TVs, and there are many TVs at the Dave and Buster's, AEW was on a bunch of the TVs. NXT was on a bunch of the TVs. And then they had playoff baseball on. I can't remember the last time I walked into a bar, restaurant establishment, and wrestling was on TV.
Well, I mean, not to steal your thunder, but I had a show down in Hoboken, and after the show, we went to my buddy's bar. He had no clue. He wasn't even there. I walked in, AEW. Like, there was no other reason to have TNT on at all. Like, there was no confusing it with maybe there's basketball on. There was no confusing it with anything else. It was just on. Not only was it on one of the TVs above the bar, it was on their big, you know, giant screen. And that was the replay, too, by the way.
Yeah. So, I mean, a brilliant job by TNT, too, to do back-to-back.
And a belly-to-belly.
And then they put replays on again. Like, they had one on Thursday, then they had one on Saturday. They're full go here. Full bore, as one of you guys likes to say.
Also available on True TV, by the way. I caught it on Saturday. I forget what random time it was.
Get the fuck out of here.
It was on True TV.
Really?
Yeah.
It all falls under the TNT
CBS
banner.
Turner, whatever.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's why you could watch when college basketball happens. You could watch games on True, TBS, CBS, TNT. Yeah. Yep, all that stuff.
Hell yeah. Great stuff.
What did you guys think of the AEW premiere show?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I think it was well put together. The Sammy Guevara kid probably got to get rid of that fucking polar bear hat that he wears. But other than that, put on a hell of a performance with Cody. And Cody's smart for doing that. He really is. Bringing up these younger guys and giving them a shot.
And beating them.
But
I'm just saying, that's what the trolls have been saying. I loved every second of it.
All right, look, when Cody has another year of doing this and then he starts to establish himself as like the Triple H of AEW, then we could shit on him. But I get what he's doing. I mean, the guy also has a title match coming up, so he can't be losing to Sammy.
And at this point, they have to be there, these guys, because you still haven't established you got 1.4, whatever it was.
Yep. Whatever. That's a big number for a debut show.
I was saying that because I wasn't sure the exact number. 1.4 is huge.
Huge.
Absolutely huge. When you figure that Raw last night only did, what, 2.2 or something like that? So,
which is surprising that many people tuned in to watch a hot, steaming pile of dog shit.
Right. Be that as it may. they're going to need to put the Bucks and Jericho and Cody. They're going to have to do it, in my opinion. They're going to need to do it for the foreseeable future until you get the Hangman Pages. And everyone's complaining about Pac beating Hangman Page.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's just like a couple posts that I saw on Facebook, but one person, I forget his name. Even if I remembered his name, I wouldn't even want to give him credit. He's like, AEW did everything that's wrong with wrestling. They put over all the ex-WWE guys and buried their own guys. And I'm thinking to myself, do you really honestly consider Cody at this point an ex-WWE guy?
Right. He's been gone long enough.
He's as AEW as AEW gets. He is AEW. Yes.
Not only that, but Pac has been around long before he was ever in WWE. And on top of that, like, I understand, like Pac winning. I get it. But on the other hand, Hangman Page just had a title match to crown the first champion. He lost that match. Now he lost to Pac. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but Pac beat Kenny Omega, and now he beat Hangman Page. So he's clearly a contender.
Kenny Omega really hasn't won anything yet, has he? I don't think he's won a match.
They didn't even win the six-man.
He beat Cima.
Cima.
He won our hearts.
Yeah, but he hasn't won anything else.
Well, that's huge, though.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I think it's, look, first of all,
it's outside the norm is what it is.
Yeah,
which is not a bad thing.
It's, look, everyone's programmed mostly behind the WWE vehicle and the product. So you're used to the way they do things. And I went out with a professor today and I spent like 3.5 hours just talking, wrestling with the professor. Like, I'm fucking pro.
Oh, the professor. I thought you said a professor.
No, the
professor. First, I thought he said that too, yeah.
So I'm like,
First of all, I'm sorry.
No, dude, it was awesome. It's awesome just to fucking hang out and talk. Like, my whole day has just been wrestling.
I miss the professor.
So I'm like fucking primed for this podcast tonight. I'm excited. I feel good. I watched a lot of wrestling, so this is cool stuff. It's just, the WWE is so... it's such a formula that it's so predictable. Like, Hell in a Cell was Sunday. Hell in a Cell's every October.
Oh, fuck you, dude. SmackDown was great. Hell in a Cell was great.
Hold on. But.
Kabuki.
Great Kabuki. It's just so formulaic. Is that right? Did I just make that word up?
Nope, that's a word.
That's a word.
Where you know every October there's going to be a Hell in a Cell. So no matter where a feud is, right, they're going to put them in a cell.
For no reason!
Exactly. Right?
Why does The Fiend get a Hell in a Cell match as his first match against Seth Rollins? Why?
We can broach that subject after we talked AEW Dynamite.
But Dynamite!
Just, you know, every June it's Money in the Bank. Every December it's TLC. Every April it's Extreme Rules. It's so formulaic that it's kind of, you know... Look, you're going to watch NXT on USA. Guess what? War Games is in November. So from here till November, you're going to see the teams form. It's just... Ugh. It's so...
But you don't think that AEW will end up doing the same thing? They're not going to have their marquee events?
I think they'll have their marquee events, but I don't know if every event doesn't need to have a theme.
All right, that's fair.
So if you and Kevin... Tony and Kevin, excuse me. If you guys are in a blood feud,
which we are, by the way,
and you're going to go into a Hell in the Cell, it should be whenever the blow off is, December, WrestleMania,
and
SummerSlam,
and
not
because
October.
It's called Hell in a Cell. Yeah, and the only one I think you could possibly get away with is Money in the Bank.
Sure, because I mean, you could just make that a match at WrestleMania and just call it
because that's like Royal Rumble.
It's that's been planned that you're fighting for this forever. There's no real feud there for that match. It's just a shot to cash in whenever you want. But Hell in a Cell, like Extreme Rules, War Games, I'm gonna say might be a little different, only because like that. I mean, you might be right. I see what you're saying in terms of like now we have to. This is coming up. We have to get our teams together.
Yeah, but War Games for a while, it was different. They only used to use that for blow-offs, and then all of a sudden it became like, well, we're just
going to
do
War
Games.
Yeah, so the feuds already existed, and then they just put it, like Survivor Series.
Like, yes.
Yeah. So like you already had your feuds, and then put them together. They just tangled them up all in one big web in one big match.
I don't know. It's
which they don't do anymore. Now it's just fucking brand versus brand.
Right.
It's brand supremacy, Kevin. That sells tickets.
That's right.
That puts asses in seats.
It's
Matt.
A beacon of hope that
maybe it will this year.
This AEW Dynamite, like Wednesday night, was awesome. It had a very Nitro-ish feel to it.
Oh, because they kept throwing it back to Nitro every 2 seconds they could.
Can we play a game?
Yeah.
Want to play? How many minutes of NXT did Tony watch?
Yes.
All right. Start.
It's 2.
All right. You want to go higher or lower?
I mean, what's higher than?
What's higher than 2? There's many things.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I meant to say what's lower than 2. I'll say 19.
Oh, so you're going higher.
Well, yeah, higher.
Okay, so Matt wins because the total was 0.
You didn't watch it at all?
Didn't watch NXT.
No clips.
Nope. And I heard that fucking Matt Riddle title match was fucking insane, and I haven't watched it yet.
They're going to have trouble, NXT. And yeah. I owe you an apology, Matt.
Why? What did I do?
Because I think when NXT first announced that they're going to counter AEW, I was like, that's a real problem for AEW. That's a real problem for AEW.
Nope, it's a real problem for NXT, the way it seems.
Well, after week one, I'm not going to fully tread back on it, but after watching NXT for 2 weeks in a row or 3 weeks in a row from Full Sail, I'm like, oof. I don't care how good the wrestling product is, AEW in a full arena with the crowd not being quiet the entire time behind everything that's happening.
It looks so much brighter, too. It's such a great appreciation.
That's going to hurt NXT. And so I thought that NXT eventually would, with the talent to have, like, now, like, all right, Finn Balor's back on NXT.
Great. Wolf. Who gives a shit?
That should be exciting to a lot of people.
No,
to me,
unless you make NXT the official third brand, it's a fucking step back, and I don't care what people have to say about it.
No, I disagree with that.
It's a step back.
It depends.
You don't think it's a step back now that they made the Cruiserweight title, the NXT Cruiserweight title?
No, that's a step up to me.
No, that's bad, dude. Whenever you're kicking back to NXT, it's a kicking back. That's all it is.
For some people.
I think for some people, it's bad. For a Tyler Breeze and a Fandango, I think that's a good move
for them.
It's
terrible for Finn Balor.
Finn Balor, yes, I agree.
I feel just the opposite.
Because he was the first Universal Champion.
That's what I mean!
And I know he got hurt, but there's nothing better for him. You put him in this weird feud with Bray Wyatt, and she was Sister Abigail, and it was going to be but that never happened. I mean,
so many other guys that are on on Raw and SmackDown that would benefit greatly from going,
right.
From
okay.
going
well,
back
see,
to NXT.
Now you're looking at it through, we're looking at it through different lenses.
No, Finn Balor going back is a mistake.
No, I disagree. Because I'm telling you that in their eyes and in mine, Finn Balor going to NXT helps NXT. Tyler Breeze and Fandango going back to NXT hurt. It does nothing. Absolutely nothing. They were absolute 100% job guys on WWE forever, other than funny segments. So now, like, to me, now they're scrubs on NXT.
If you're not going to have NXT become an official third brand, it's a bad move to
but
have
I think
guys
NXT
like Finn
is.
That, me too. That's why I think Finn Balor is more of a lateral move than you guys do.
I feel like it's a step back for him.
Yep.
Just because you can't have him go in there and beat Adam Cole.
Well, what if he loses to Adam Cole? Then his stock plummets.
But what? No, it doesn't to me.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Like having Ric Flair come in his prime and never winning your world title.
See, I've said this a bunch of times. Like, Fandango and Tyler Breeze have been doing, Tyler Breeze more so because Fandango was hurt, been doing absolutely nothing on the main roster.
Yeah, but
I supposed to care about him on NXT? If NXT is this third brand, why do I care about this guy who has a great history in NXT, but has been doing nothing for the past 2.5 years? Why do I care about him?
Because
all of a sudden he's in a main event with Velveteen Dream? No, Velveteen Dream should have beat his ass 10 times.
Because it's a chance for these guys to maybe reestablish themselves. Well, what do you need to reestablish with Finn Balor?
That's my point. You're not reestablishing Finn Balor. He is a made guy no matter where he goes. He can be back on Raw tomorrow, made guy.
Well, then it goes back to my earlier point that you're going to start seeing more Raw and SmackDown names showing up on NXT.
And depending on who they are and what purpose they're serving. Like, all right, Big Mark Hawkins, Mark. Hawkins going to NXT does nothing for me. Absolutely nothing.
But that move makes more sense than having Finn Balor go to NXT.
How?
Because it gives him an opportunity to ply his trade somewhere else where maybe he can get a
fresh
start.
Again, different lenses. You're talking about them as a performer. I'm talking about as a consumer, as a watcher. Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder going to NXT as a tag team right now. Nothing. Now say,
but if Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder have a chance to ply their trade to build up some cachet, to get their names out there, to get something different over than what they were doing on the main roster, then yeah, then that could be a huge benefit. I don't know. Look, we're going to have to agree to disagree because we have so much more shit to get into. What did you think of the AEW show, the first episode?
I thought it was amazing.
Any things you loved, any things you hated?
I did not like the Jay and Silent Bob thing.
Whenever they shoehorn shit like that in, it's kind of like, eh.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do, man.
I understand. I just was like,
it wasn't completely terrible in my
eyes. Do people outside of New Jersey really care that much about them?
Well, they just announced Clerks 3.
But Jay and Silent Bob reboot is also coming out like this week.
I don't even know what that is.
They rebooted the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back movie. They're shitting on everything that Hollywood does by doing exactly what Hollywood does. It's a remake.
So they're remaking.
They remade Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
I already saw that, right?
Yeah.
But they remade it.
Yeah, but it's going to have like different characters and whatnot.
Okay. But yes, Kevin, people outside of New Jersey do. Kevin Smith has quite the following.
Well, I mean, he's got a lot of great films. And like Dogma is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Also got a couple of fucking stinkers like Tusk.
Yeah.
You ever seen Tusk?
I never saw it.
Oh,
is he like the underground like Adam Sandler where like everyone loves him but he kind of fell off after a while?
No. You know what the problem? Here's the problem with Kevin Smith right now in a nutshell. He smokes way too much weed and he thinks all of his ideas are great. And a lot of them have just fallen off a fucking cliff.
That doesn't sound like a problem at all.
No, trust me. Go watch Tusk. If you can get past 25 minutes, you did better than I did.
Is that starring the Berserker?
No, it should have been.
Tusk, Tusk, Tusk.
See, I thought you were going for the Berserker reference from Clerks at first. And then I realized.
There's a Berserker reference in Clerks?
It's not.
In Clerks.
It's not.
It's the fucking song.
It's not a John Nord reference?
It's no. Olaf's, what is it, Olaf's band fucking
Olaf
Yankee Blue Jeans?
Sing.
Skolnick.
Would you like to making fuck Berserker?
Oh, yeah.
Olaf, girl, sexy.
I haven't seen that movie.
Skolnick. What does that mean? I don't know, but this guy's a fucking character.
What do you think about the stable at the end? Jericho, LAX. Swagger. Sammy.
Fucking Jack Sammy. Hager, baby. Is that his
Hager.
Name? Jake Hager?
I like it.
I do too.
I liked it a lot.
First of all,
sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. So Cody beats Sammy.
Yes.
They do the little handshake gimmick. Jericho, fucking post match, beat down attack. Sammy was like, I'm not getting involved.
Gets himself out of there.
Beats him out.
I love it.
We already talked Pac beat Hangman Page.
Rio! Whoa!
Rio,
one for the row. Sorry,
beats Nyla Rose to become the first ever AEW Women's Champion.
God damn, she was 8 years old. She's fucking Kenny Omega's fucking her. Did you hear that one, by the way?
What?
Oh, you got to hear Cornette going off on that fucking ordeal.
Jesus,
Kenny Omega's fucking her.
What,
he's got to be
because he came to make the save.
He's got to be fucking her. He's got fucking problems.
There's a history.
Oh, it's terrible.
He's a fucking. I told you.
I thought, you know what? Can I be honest? Full disclosure, when he came and made the save for Rio, I just thought that was like Kenny Omega, the executive, coming down to like.
And that's not the little girl that Kenny Omega wrestled so many years ago. A lot of people have been throwing that rumor out there.
No.
It's not the same
girl. So Kenny Omega and Rio have a history?
Yes.
Yeah.
When they would do mixed tag in Noah?
No, maybe it was Noah. Because she came up through Stardom, right?
I think so. I really know nothing about her. But when they did mixed tag matches, Kenny specifically chose her.
Okay.
So when
I didn't know that.
When he was involved, he brought her over to be an AEW.
Gotcha.
So there's a history there. It wasn't like he's just running out to make the save because he's an executive.
That's what I thought.
One thing that fucking freaked me out, and this goes back to my whole thing that Nyla Rose is not that good yet. Fucking Michael Nakazawa came in, and she went to fucking powerbomb him, and she had him up, and then she fucking did something where she almost dropped him on his head. She recovered, but that just goes to show you, can't do it, don't fucking do it.
Well, maybe Michael Nakazawa was all covered in baby oil.
Really?
That's
with all his
gimmick.
Clothes on. With all his clothes on, he was covered in baby oil.
After oil.
What else was on the show? Pac, Hangman.
The six man.
The six man.
Moxley fucking.
Oh, there was an SCU promo where Scorpio Sky sounds just
like
Barack
Obama.
Fuck yeah, that was great.
Awesome.
And everyone has a Barack Obama. His is amazing. And then they got in the brawl with Penta.
With the Lucha Brothers, yep.
Yes.
And then the six man, which was, it was weird.
It's weird, yeah.
But props to fucking Kenny Omega, man. A fucking Death Rider through a glass table?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep.
That was crazy.
LAX looking fucking amazing.
Dude.
Well, I mean, we knew that, but now 1.4 million people got to see it.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, good and for then, those guys.
The fucking post-match beatdown was sick.
And did you hear the We the People chant? How fucking great was that?
I love it. Love
fucking
it.
Love that guy.
And everyone, like the trolls, I
don't get it. The crowd was so hot, too. They were hot for they were hot for Jay and Silent Bob, for Christ's sake. When the fucking Private Party came out and all that nonsense, they were hot for that shit, too.
Like, everyone was like, I don't want to say everyone, but people like JK, like, what has he done? He was a mediocre job guy and quasi-main eventer in
former
WWE.
Former world champion.
Exactly. And what I say to them is, like, what were Scott Hall and Kevin Nash before they were Razor Ramon and Diesel? They were nothing until they went somewhere else. And now they're, I mean, not
oh,
that,
come on.
Not
you that, never followed the career of Big Scott Hall?
Oh, God. The Diamond Stud?
Dude, Scott Hall and fucking Kurt Hennig were the AWA tag
team.
Oh,
yeah, but
shut
that's,
up.
You're going territorial there,
they
buddy.
Sang Wrestle Rock Rumble, for God's sakes. I'm Kurt Hennig, Big Scott Hall.
I think as wrestling fans, you need to stop looking at the what have you done.
Yeah.
Right?
And now, what you think you could bring to us in the future?
Like, let's see where this, in 6 months, if he's just another version of Jack Swagger, and that's not your cup of tea, and you're going to shit on it, go nuts. But let's fine. See. It's not what did Sean Spears do? Nothing. He did fucking 10. But you know what? He's got a whole different character.
Tully
he
Blanchard.
Looks 100 times fucking different in AEW. So just let's see what fucking happens here.
Yeah, that 10 gimmick was dog shit. They get, oh, look.
It was over, though.
He's number 10 in the Royal Rumble.
It was over, Tony.
Yeah,
it's over,
all right. But that's why Sean Spears is making a new name for himself in AEW.
But that's 100% accurate, Tony, because now there's more depth to his character, whereas in WWE, it was just put up 10. All right, how am I going to have a feud with a guy who just puts up the number 10? Like what has he done that's so bad?
You
like,
fucking
like,
give him two and you fucking point. Poke him in the eyes.
Like, what? Like, how could you have a feud with someone where all he does is put up his two hands? Like,
kick him in the dick?
Yeah, but like he doesn't have. There's no reason to be mad at him. There's no reason for him to be mad at anybody else.
What do you guys think of this AEW dark match thing?
I think it's cool.
I fucking think it's.
You know why?
Brilliant.
Because the concept behind it is all their matches mean something. So you might as well put them out there, so this way people know what's going on.
I don't know what matches are even on it. I don't even know who's on
it. It's all the dark matches that are
right,
on.
But I don't know who's on it, which I kind of like. So I kind of want to watch.
Like on it? What do you mean?
Because it was taped.
Right, oh, you mean actually wrestling?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who's on this first edition.
They announced.
Who's hosting it?
Tony Schiavone? I haven't seen it yet, though.
Tony Schiavone's hosting it.
Is Janela on it?
No.
That's weird.
It's Seema versus Darby Allin.
Seema.
The Lucha Brothers. Angelico and Jack Evans against Private Party and the Best Friends.
That's cool.
8-man tag match.
That sounds like fun. That's a cool dark match.
And that's airing tonight before Private Party even has a match on TV.
Yep. So I think.
Oh, this is what's coming up.
This is on tonight.
But this was taped last week.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Britt Baker and Allie against B. Priestley and Penelope Ford.
Okay. Time out. Hold up. Britt Baker. I just need to say, when Allie did the commentary for, what was it, their first pay-per-view when she sat in? And I was like, wow, this is the most dog shit fucking commentary I've ever heard in my life. I'm sorry, Dr. Baker. I know you've got a fucking high education. I know you're a very intelligent woman, but Jesus fucking Christ. Thankfully, the only thing that saved herself at the end was like, I hope to never sit back here again because I want to be in the ring challenging for that title. Good on you, because that's where you belong. Commentary is not your bag, sweetie. Sorry. Bad.
I don't
bad,
think when they put bad, her down bad. There, they were going to be like, hey, this is your new role.
No, but still, you can't put somebody on there that can't fucking talk for shit.
That's all they've done.
It was terrible. Terrible.
That's all
terrible,
they've
terrible.
Done.
0-2 with female guest commentary, by the way. 0-2.
They might be 0-4 with their actual commentary.
Holy shit.
You didn't no like offense. Tony Schiavone and Jim Ross?
I like Tony Schiavone. I'm not sold on JR back yet.
Bago!
He's got I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
JR's got to leave. Podcast JR behind and is back on. I
very
think I said it
good
last
call.
Week, to be honest with you.
Very good call. You know what? Tony Schiavone is still on the MLW like records.
I just watched MLW.
And he's doing the same shit that you're talking about with JR, where he's in that podcast mode where he feels like he's got to pull back the curtain on everything. It's like, shut up and just call the action and get involved in the story. And JR's not doing. He's doing it now on AEW, Tony Schiavone. But Jim Ross has got to get back on that fucking horse. Got to get back
just
on that horse.
That, yeah.
And I love him on the podcast. Like, but it's got to be a different beast.
Leading up to where we mentioned where Dean Ambrose puts Jericho through the they're fighting up in their VIP lounge, and JR goes,
"Yep."
Well, why wasn't I notified about this?
Exactly.
VIP, like,
completely fucking wrong time.
I mean, granted,
to say
we didn't know
like
what was going
to
happen. We didn't know that was going to happen. Right. But just they're brawling in front of like regular people, and Jim Ross is like, "Well, why wasn't I notified about that VIP lounge?"
Yeah. Like, very good call on that one. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Your last match on the Dark Match show is SoCal Uncensored against Jurassic Express.
Jurassic, that's what they're called now?
Yeah, it's Luchasaurus Jungle Boy Marco Stunt.
Were they always called Jurassic Express?
I think that was something that just came up after All Out.
Okay.
But every week they're making different announcements, right? They're announcing matches like not this show that's coming up Wednesday, but the week after Darby Allin against Jimmy Havoc, number one contenders match. Darby Allin, you're going to get your first taste of Darby Allin tonight when you watch the Dark matches.
So, all right, exactly. So this will be, will this be on demand? Do we know or no?
It's going to be on their YouTube channel. So you it'll look it up whenever you want.
So in that sense, that's smart. So like if I like, maybe I'll DVR it now if I watch like this show tonight. I'm like, oh man, I mean, you're not going to be upset with Private Party.
No, and it's a great way to, it's a great way to introduce fans to these new, you know, the hardcore wrestling fans are going to watch this. There's no wrestling on Tuesday nights, right? NWA Power.
Not yet.
NWA Impact. Power was on, right? 6:05. This drops and it's on YouTube, so it's not like it disappears. You watch it fucking Wednesday afternoon. You know, and then Impact's coming back, but why not capitalize? And doing the idea of the Dark Match and airing them is great. I love it. I'm a huge fan of this.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I do wish that Cody would kind of pump the brakes on his Twitter. Tony, can you grab me another tea? Because he posted that Darby is going to wrestle Jimmy Havoc, right? Number one contenders match on the 16th. Yes. And then someone was like, why Darby? And then Cody is kind of like,
were they referencing like the win-loss stuff? And then Cody's like,
Cody was
quality
like,
of victories.
Quality of
like
victories.
That.
And like,
that's going to come back to bite them. I'm sorry. What? The win-loss record stuff, you don't need it.
Well, anyway, so quality of victory says Darby Allin beat SEMA. So you already know one of the dark matches is kind of spoiled. So I get it, but pump the brakes on giving away spoilers, buddy.
Yeah, seriously.
Listen, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt just because this is so new, and we've literally had one episode of the show, and we don't know what is going to come of it. I mean, weekly episodic TV is way different than running a pay-per-view once every 4 months.
No, so, absolutely.
And I think this is where fans are going to get kind of complacent with them, is that we're only used to them running pay-per-views every 4 months. So this first show, to me, felt like a pay-per-view. And then, like, you had, and I was going into it, I'm like, oh man, they had Jericho. But then you had the stuff that made you believe that it was a TV show, like Jericho attacking Cody.
Right.
And then the run-ins at the end, and the Kenny Omega coming in. This is going to have to get an adaptation process by the crowd that this is a weekly show now. And it's going to be difficult to do, I think. But I have full faith that they will do it, and we just have to look at it as not being a pay-per-view event every week. It's a TV show.
I didn't even look at it like that.
I did. Because I'm like, it's been what? What was the last show? All Out?
Yeah.
So
I think they're being smart about it. There's clearly a game plan in place. Excuse me. I think they're working backwards. They're working from this first pay-per-view show in November. So, great. The six-man ended in a schmoz, but there's so many. Now we've established that this is the heel squad is Jericho, Sammy Guevara, Ortiz, Santana, and Jake.
Which got Guevara's heat back just like that after
just
losing
like
to
that.
Cody Rhodes.
So now, tomorrow night, it's Jericho and Guevara against Hangman Page and Dustin Rhodes. That's Moxley against Shawn Spears, who you only saw Moxley do the run-in. The Bucks against Private Party in the AEW tag title first round. So, like, they're just setting things up.
Moving and a-shaking.
I love it. And I love the interviews at the top of the ramp, like Nitro.
Yeah.
It's such a, just to, even though
you may not be happy with JR's commentary, just to put on TNT and hear Jim Ross, Tony Schiavone, I think is 1,000 times better than whatever the W.
Oh, listen.
You don't like Dio Madden?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Really?
He's so bad.
Really? All right, well, listen.
Yeah, he's bad.
We've been covering AEW for a shit ton of time. Can we cover NXT? Is there anything? Oh, Roderick Strong, new North American champion?
That was two weeks ago, friend.
Oh, well, fuck it. What does that mean?
Welcome to the fold. That means an Undisputed Era has all the gold.
Yeah, you know what that means about Velveteen Dream, right?
What?
He's a fucking loser! Good, I'm so glad. I hate that fucking guy. I'm glad he finally lost.
Really?
Yes, plus one, Roddy. Good job.
Wow. I just want to say, it gives me no pleasure in shitting on bad commentary. It gives me no pleasure.
No, it doesn't. I mean, look, I like shitting on things to begin with, but give me a reason to shit.
Wait, who are you shitting on? I'm sorry.
All of them.
All the commentary team?
Like, in the first, like, 4 minutes of Raw, like, when they went, and I know I'm jumping ahead, but they cut to a match in progress or a beatdown in progress with Randy Orton and Baron Corbin and Rusev. But with Vic Joseph, who I love and have a lot of respect for, I think could be fantastic. And Dio Madden, whatever his name is that, like, a rock and roll guy?
Dio is a rock and roll guy. Madden would be, like, John Madden.
John Madden. They butchered four things in a row. Like, got it completely wrong. Like, just mentioned, like, the wrong people. Like, it was just not good, and Jerry Lawler seems so out of place without Jim Ross or without Michael Cole.
Jerry Lawler's trying to steer the ship, and that's not his job, and that's the problem.
Which is rough.
That's the problem.
I mean, I'm no expert. Tony, you might be. You might be a commentary expert.
I am an expert.
A couple matches.
Well, here's the problem, because Vic Joseph, like, he's built up a little bit of a repertoire there.
However, he's really good.
However, he's not going to step on Jerry the King Lawler's toes, which is the problem. He should step on his toes. He should be the one leading the call.
Because they're dirty, because he had a Kiss My Foot match.
Fucking gross. He was walking in manure and shit. I remember that.
Kiss My Foot match, fucking 1995.
But seriously, though, NXT, is there anything we need to cover?
I mean, Riddle and Cole was awesome.
I need to watch it. I feel bad I didn't watch any of it, but...
I mean, we touched on Finn coming back, which is... I don't know.
And Ciampa came back.
Whatever. Ciampa came back at Ciampa the end of the show.
What's he call it? Goldie?
Goldie, yes. Yeah. That was cool.
So now there's a whole big, you know, circle around the NXT championship.
Circle.
Candice LeRae lost to Shayna Baszler.
Oh, gummy.
Johnny
Priest
Gargano.
Attacked,
Damian Priest attacked.
Pete Dunne
after Pete Dunne beat.
So Pete Dunne is officially...
Danny Burch, I think. Was
he's officially
Burch?
NXT United States,
yeah, he moved
or America
to the
US. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Johnny Gargano beat Shane Thorne. Shane, yep.
Who I like a lot, by the way.
Oh, I like a lot.
And then Undisputed Era retained against the Street Profits.
Yeah.
So the Street Profits could stay on Raw going, it's your boys, we're going to do this, and look who's coming up. And...
Yeah, that's getting kind of rough, too.
Oh, new 24/7 champion for about 20 minutes, Marshmello. Nope.
Nobody cares.
Marshmello, dude.
Nobody cares.
Marshmello.
No.
Marshmello.
Hard pass.
Keep saying it.
Marshmello.
Don't know who that is.
He had a private DJ party in the middle of a Fortnite game back in the spring. He's very famous.
Great.
Yes, good for him.
Great, so that, grand, wonderful. Everybody
so AEW gets 45 minutes and NXT gets 2.5.
Look.
Because you didn't... We just... You keep asking, is there anything else you want?
With all due respect to NXT outside of Adam Cole and Matt Riddle...
Baby!
I thought it was a pretty lackluster show.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
That I think that's going to be like the more complacent show. Because they have everything in place.
Let's be honest. It's a bunch of Florida retards going to see this show every week.
Dude, like next week. God damn. Like next week, we're getting Kushida Walter. On any other planet, that would be super exciting for me.
Wait, Walter's coming to the U.S.?
He's been in the U.S.
He's been here.
But he's the NXT UK champion. How does that work?
What do you mean? Io Shirai beat Mia Yim, too.
That is what it is.
When Scott Hall and Kevin Nash were in the crowd.
That's right.
Were they really?
Yes.
Hey, yo.
Did they think they were at Nitro?
Dude, the show felt long.
Hero.
It was just not.
Hey, who's this chick? Hero.
Oh, and I don't. Did I misspeak? No. Candice lost, right?
Yeah, yo, let me misspeak on this.
Was that the premiere, though? No, that was the USA one, right?
This was the 2-hour premiere.
But I feel like that may have been on the... No, it was. The first head-to-head against... Yeah, against AEW. Yeah, it was...
Yeah. Candice beat Candice LeRae.
Candice LeRae.
Whatever.
There you go.
Fucking who
cares? Candace beat Candace.
I don't know. I didn't look after the first match. It was whatever, man. It got felt like it was a fucking long NXT show. I'm sorry.
All right, great.
That's why everyone says NXT was a great hour long show.
There you go.
It's going to be a tough hurdle for them to get going forward.
So right now, it's AEW's night to lose at this point.
Well, after week one, yes.
Now, my question is: there really a war, or is this just something that the
fans... No, it's a war. Fuck them. Let's have a war.
Is this something the fans are creating because perhaps many of them didn't live through the Monday Night Wars? Like, come on.
What, you don't like the fact that they're calling it a war?
No, I don't have a problem with it. I just
sounds like you do.
I don't. I just think some people may be making a mountain out of a molehill.
Who cares? Let them make mountains out of molehills. It's fucking professional wrestling.
It's two shows, one on USA, one on TNT.
Yeah, so if people want to compare it like to the fucking Monday Night Wars and call it the Wednesday Night Wars, fuck them. Let them have at it.
But until like again, times have a lot of things have changed. People are locked up to 3 or 4, 5 year contracts at this point in time.
I'm not talking about people flopping back and forth.
Well, that's what made the wars.
Well,
for the most part,
yeah, sort of
50-50, I'll say.
There were a lot of elements of surprise during
there
the
war. There was also a lot.
That's a better way to put it then, Tony.
Giving away endings and putting titles in trash cans and
no, but I'm not even talking about. I'm talking about the element of surprise. I'm talking about the jumps. I'm talking about Chris
Jericho
showing
wars,
up. I'm talking
look,
about
the wars started when Bischoff was giving away pre-taped. Raw results.
Yes, that's shots fired.
Yeah. And it started when Lex Luger appeared. Nobody knew that he was fucking gone.
Right.
I feel like it'd almost be impossible to do that now. But even though everyone kind of knew Jon Moxley was going there, when he showed up,
it was awesome.
Still huge news.
It was awesome.
So if Randy Orton goes there, tell me that would not blow up the fucking world.
100% would.
That's a war. That's a sign. That's an act of war from AEW.
It's coming. How's that? Look, if you're going to offer somebody a better deal,
fuck them.
It's not a fucking act of war. That's somebody making a business deal.
No, but in terms of the war.
It also sounds like Tony Khan right now has the power of the ratings. He's also got the power of the purse. He's got fucking Ted Turner money.
I think the power of the purse is more important than the power of the ratings.
Oh, come on. You can't tell me that the fucking people at TNT aren't fucking
doing
backflips down the hallway,
but
that they got a 1-4 for a wrestling show.
They better get advertising money now before it drops 4%.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is the time. Lock them in.
I mean, look, they spared no expense. I watched the wild card game Monday night, and there were fucking AEW commercials all over it.
Yep. Hell, there were AEW commercials during NXT.
There were AEW commercials on fucking Hell in the Cell.
I mean, at the end of the show, it might as well have been a fucking AEW commercial.
Well, let's move on for the week. You want to move on for the week?
SmackDown Live Friday night.
The look was amazing. The production was fucking phenomenal.
Sure, second to none. That's what the WWE does.
No, that's what Fox does. That's Fox money doing that shit.
All right, fair enough.
The Rock, look, people are like, oh, they ruined Baron Corbin. No, they didn't.
No, to have Baron Corbin in a segment with The Rock is...
And
huge
Baron Corbin was talking
Corbin.
Mad shit to The Rock, too. He got quite a few zingers in
there.
Chad Gable ruined Baron Corbin.
And he brought it up at the fucking Hell in the Cell. I don't know, man.
Chad Gable looks like Mr. Peepers, the fucking thing that Chris Kattan
like
used to
Peepers.
Do on SNL.
He does look like Mr. Peepers. They should have had Chad Gable out there with The Rock and not Baron Corbin. Remember that segment on SNL with The Rock and Mr. Peepers?
And they were humping each other?
That's what they could have done.
Back when SNL was pretty funny.
Chris Kattan is not funny in real life.
So, no, he's really not. Yeah.
So
I heard he's an awful human being, too.
No, nice guy, awful comic.
Okay. Funny story, I was listening to the Bruce Prichard podcast today.
Which
one? No Mercy 2004.
Me too, I'm on that one.
Okay.
Did you finish it?
Yes.
I didn't finish
but
it.
But at the beginning of the show,
they're
talking about SmackDown 5-year anniversary, Stephanie McMahon.
Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
All the same
Hulk
people.
Hogan. 15 years later, it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, but none of these guys were actually on the show, though.
No, The Undertaker wasn't on, and somebody asked on...
Neither was Austin.
Undertaker was advertised.
So was Austin, I thought.
Was he?
I thought all these guys
were. They all there for, like, the pre-thing at 7:30? Wasn't Sam Roberts hosting some pre-thing and people were stopping
by?
They
did like a red carpet gimmick.
Yeah.
Or maybe was Austin Raw? Was Austin on Raw?
Austin was on Raw, wasn't he?
Last night?
No, the week before.
Last week.
The week before.
I don't think he...
No, maybe he wasn't.
I don't think he was.
They're all in some commercial for Saudi Arabia altogether. Like Austin, Hogan. There were a bunch of them in a commercial.
What, are they killing reporters?
That's for the 2K game, I think, right?
Jesus.
That's the 2K game, yes.
All right, it was a 2K game. Okay, 2K, Jesus. Yikes.
Okay, so we have the segment at the beginning is great with The Rock. Anytime The Rock comes back, it's huge.
And, hey, and give it up to what's-her-name?
Becky Lynch. The man?
Quite a few zingers in there, too. Yeah. I like how she walks around like she owns the place. That's such an awesome character trait she has. Really is.
She has to.
Outside of that, I don't know, man. For me, SmackDown didn't do shit for me. I feel like they jumped the shark.
Well, I don't know who this boxing guy is.
Which, all right.
He's, like, still not as big as Strowman, so.
The 6'9 guy, the undefeated.
Tyson Fury?
Gypsy King?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of him either until today.
And he's not even, like, he's, like, the lineal champion, which isn't even, like, the champion with the belts. Like,
I don't even know what that means.
I still don't know what it means. That shit happened, like, in the 80s, I think.
That means what, you're the WBO, the WBF?
No, it's.
WBF.
It's, like, there was some split at some point where they stopped recognizing somebody, and they had other matches, and, like, it's, like. If that loss or something didn't happen, then this guy would have been the champion. So it's like there's the real champion, and then there's like this pseudo champion.
So he's like so in UFC.
He's not an interim champion, though. He's like, they call him lineal because if you follow the lineage of the belts, it would go to him rather than who it's on for some other nonsense.
Okay.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah, it's like UFC. But yeah, exactly. Bottom line.
I don't give a shit about Tyson Fury.
I don't care either.
The WWE can't do more to fucking ruin Braun Strowman.
Yep.
He is so fucking over.
They really know how to ruin fucking
and they
wrestlers
don't,
and characters.
Look, you put him in, did he do the fucking, you go back to WrestleMania, he's in fucking, his storyline bit is with the fucking, those SNL two nobodies guys. From SNL. Like, yeah. You gotta have something fucking better for him.
And the year before that was Nicholas. Remember that?
Yeah.
They beat he beat the bar single-handedly.
And maybe it's so bad that it's good because we remember it, because I can't remember shit that happens in the last couple of years in WWE.
Right.
But I get it. Tyson Fury is a mainstream name. Do they do boxing on Fox? I have no fucking idea.
Oh,
I know,
I'm
pretty sure it's on FS1.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's all in the same wheelhouse.
But it's look, I'm sure it got picked up by SportsCenter, and I'm sure it's going to be talk. I'm sure last night's fucking bullshit on Raw was on SportsCenter this morning. I know SportsCenter's been running Becky Lynch commercials.
Oy.
Where she's like at like the vending machine.
Oy.
It's just I don't.
Yeah,
you know.
I think a lot of it has to do with obviously the Fox partnership and the fact that they want it because what you know you got Thursday night. What you got Thursday night football. Friday night.
Oh, the times.
They
want to
make it as sports oriented.
Well,
no,
it's Thursday night football. You got SmackDown. You got football on Saturday and football
and
on Sunday.
Football on Sunday. Yeah. They want to make sure that you don't think that it's just pro wrestling. There is sports here. Like for people that don't like, that's why. I mean, we can go into the finish of SmackDown.
Well, Fox is behind this 100%. When I was at the restaurant with the professor.
Oh.
Fox Sports 1 was on behind him, and in the 3 hours I was there, I must have seen a dozen SmackDown commercials.
Yeah,
they're in.
So they're pushing it. Good for them.
Even watching football on Sunday, you're watching the games, and like the commentators are reading off this commercial, this SmackDown commercial, and they don't even know what they're saying, but they're saying it.
Right. We watched the Masked Singer, me and Rhiannon.
Ugh.
Shut your face.
Ugh.
And
I kind of want to see this show.
It's entertaining. And at the end of it, they have two singers that got the least votes. Right. They sing off in a SmackDown, and the microphone
SmackDown
comes
logo.
From the fucking ceiling, and then there's the WWE SmackDown logo in the corner. So Fox is like all in on this, which is a good sign.
It's a great sign.
It's awesome.
It did a huge number.
I saw the sign.
Yeah, what, 3-point-something, right?
Yeah, so overnight,
great.
Total form over 4 million.
Seth Rollins and Shinsuke, whatever.
Come on!
There's a women's tag match.
Come on!
Fucking Tony's favorite wrestler, Shane McMahon, lost a ladder match to Kevin Owens, so he's fired.
Great.
Whatever.
That means Kevin Owens is probably going to Raw.
No, Shane McMahon's fired.
Shane McMahon lost. Oh, whatever. So he's fired. The A-Man tag match, whatever, set up the Tyson Fury thing.
Whoop-de-doo.
Roman Reigns beat Eric Rowan. Then here's the coup de grace. Brock Lesnar beat Kofi Kingston in like ten seconds.
Before the sponsored ad can leave the TV.
And that was over.
And then the I don't give a shit moment of the night for me.
All right. So you're
wait. When Rey Mysterio came out, did you or did you not think it was Dominic?
100%. Because
I tweeted about it immediately.
Because I watched UFC. There's not many people that have the Mexican pride tattooed.
He had a shirt on though when he came out.
And then he took it off.
Yeah.
I just know who Cain Velasquez is.
All I said to myself is, wow, Dominic's going to square up with Brock Lesnar?
I was just like, Dominic went to the barber this week after he got...
It was, I don't know, man.
Well, here's what pisses me off, too, and this is a bone of contention I have with a lot of people out there. I understand Cain Velasquez is not the jacked up, roided up, fucking muscled up, fucking juice head that Brock Lesnar is.
Alleged.
However, thank you for that.
You got it.
However, when Cain Velasquez beat Brock Lesnar in the octagon, I went back and I watched it just to make sure I wasn't crazy. Cain Velasquez was in better, much better shape. He had muscle, didn't have a lot of definition, but he looked like he was ready for a fight. This fucking tub of shit come down the aisle. I was like, is he going to milk him? And then fucking Brock Lesnar's a stander like he's afraid of this guy. Seriously, completely took me out of it.
I agree with that. He should have left his shirt on.
Should have. What would have been wrong with that? He could have put on one of, what do they call them, Violator shirts? What do they call them with all the designs? Ed Hardy shirts?
Affliction.
Oh, Affliction. One of whatever those fucking things with all the designs on them. Even if he wore an Under Armour shirt, who cares? You know what I'm saying?
He didn't look intimidating at all.
No.
Not at all. And Brock Lesnar's cowering. Brock Lesnar does not cower. Does not.
Yeah, but the guy beat him in a real sport, Tony.
Who gives a shit? He could have been like, this is my house. You want to step up and let him go at it. Let him end the show with a pull apart.
Well, they did. Well, kind of.
Not really.
But then Brock left. They saved the pull apart for Braun Strowman and Tyson Chicken.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So the rumor is now that this Velasquez-Lesnar match is going to headline
Saudi Arabia.
Crown Jewel, baby. We're going back.
Did he sign a contract yet?
I don't think so.
Doesn't matter. But I've heard he's come into his own as a wrestler down in CMLL. Is that where he's been wrestling?
Triple A,
that's it. So if he's got talent, fine. I'm just not sold
no
on
No problem
it.
With that. But the way they're billing it is, I mean, I guess it makes sense.
No.
It really doesn't.
I can't. It's just, it's not my cup of tea, man.
No, I mean.
I don't believe. I just can't, man.
Do enough wrestling fans know who Cain Velasquez is?
Yes.
I didn't. I mean, I knew who he was. I didn't know that was him.
I remember Frank Mir. Like, I remember him. I remember him and Brock. I don't remember Cain Velasquez, Brock.
Yeah, I watched it. Brock, he didn't get knocked out. It was stoppage, but he got rocked a few times in that fight.
And Frank Mir and Brock had two fights, right?
Yes. Frank tapped him in the first one because it was Brock's first fight, and Brock decimated him in the second fight.
Yep.
So who else did Brock lose to or fight?
Brock beat Randy Couture.
He beat that tub of shit, but then they reversed it because he got popped on a violation.
Oh, for the steroids.
Oh, Mark Hunt.
Yes. You know his brother Mike? Get it? Mike Hunt? Kev, you could use that at your next show if you want.
No, thank you. Do you know my brother? Fuck you.
He beat Heath Herring.
He beat Harry Bear?
He beat Heath Herring. He beat Randy Couture.
Okay.
He beat Frank Mir.
Yes.
Like I said, he beat Shane Carwin.
Yes. Ah, I remember that one.
And that was a fight where Shane Carwin punched himself out. He had him beat.
I do remember that fight.
And then he lost to Cain Velasquez.
Mm-hmm.
Then he lost to Alistair Overeem.
Yeah.
And then both. So one was...
both.
The Cain Velasquez was the punches, and then he got knocked out with a kick by Alistair Overeem in the first round.
That's a tall motherfucker?
Tall black kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Mark Hunt thing, he got overturned after he beat him, so.
Yeah.
That's it. That's his MMA career.
Yeah, I think I checked out after the Baron Corwin fight.
Yeah.
I think I checked out.
So, I don't know. It's just, it's not for me, man. I'm not into it.
I'm not a fan of it.
Nothing
either.
Is exciting. And again, I keep going back to this. because I watched Hell in a Cell Sunday night. I don't have to watch 5 hours of WWE programming to understand what's going on before a show, right, because they do such a great job with the packages before these matches. And when you serve up what you did last night on Monday Night Raw, it leaves no appetite.
Wait, let's not get to that yet, though.
I just want to see, to me, who's someone who like watches more WWE than other stuff, when I see those packages, it makes me so angry because I've already watched it. So it's like a different, like, I totally get, like, you're like, oh, I know what happens now because they're going to show it. So you don't have to watch Raw. You don't have to watch SmackDown. I watch Raw and I watch SmackDown, and then I skip through every fucking promo.
Well, my bone of contention is you didn't have to watch shit because fucking 2 hours before the pay-per-view, we still only knew four fucking matches. I don't know who's fucking booking that shit, but that was just god-awful.
It kind of felt like it got lost in the shuffle.
It did.
NXT USA on USA Wednesday, the SmackDown. I mean, you guys talked about it last week on the show, which was an excellent show, by the way. I don't know if I've given you props on the air. I know I sent you guys a text message. Like,
after you yelled at us for not knowing what the G1 climax was.
I mean, come on,
come on. He's right about that.
Come on. And you then you said fucking MLW was on BN Sports on Friday night, so.
BN.
Muy bien.
Fail for you. Fucking nope.
Well, I don't have BN, okay?
That's
I am
your
not
own fault.
Say. I watch it on Monday like a good fucking whatever.
Oh my God.
At least he stopped himself. You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, give me a little credit.
Yeah, it was like, what the fuck? And then we have to make our picks, and we're like, Kevin's got a comedy show he's doing. Tony's doing whatever Tony does when he's not fucking podcasting.
Producing. I was podcasting, doing things.
And I was doing stuff. So we're like fucking sitting on our phones. Like, I keep refreshing the fucking Observer to find out, like, when are we going to get these matches? And then they fucking
drop the whole diarrhea.
Holy moly guacamoles.
There'll be a lot more diarrhea when we come back. But Kevin, as we always say,
back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message.
Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Because we're up all night.
Too sweet. No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-Plus Player Radio Network.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury.
When you are done with this show, join my co-host Cal and I every week as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and music on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RantEMRadio.com, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is Markin' Out. Hey, what's going on? This is Brandon.
And Dave.
From Markin' Out, we do a weekly pro wrestling podcast,
which you can check out on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and MarkinOut.com.
So check it out. Listen to us. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
As always.
Do you want to listen to a podcast that is absolutely phenomenal? Well, I got the podcast for you. It is the Ringside Rant. Each and every Tuesday, I bring to you the best guests with the best conversations and simply the best interviews across all of wrestling podcasting and beyond. Go over and subscribe, rate, and review on all your major podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Anchor. Give us a 5-star review. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at @_ringsiderant, as well as at KrasinskiRJ. And as always, welcome to Ranters Nation.
What's up? This is the phenomenal one, AJ, from the Backseat Bookers, and you are listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Congratulations on 8 years, boys. Keep up the great work.
Are we on?
What's happening?
Are we on?
Also,
are we on?
Yeah, we're on. I don't know where you are.
Oh, fuck.
What did you do? Oh, Matt. Boo.
Where did cheese go?
I don't know.
I don't know why it's not playing.
Where did the cheese go? I don't know.
Is it working?
Is my thing on?
It's on.
I don't know.
There it is.
Was it loose? I don't know.
What is this, a cover of fucking Bad Street?
It is.
Sounds worse than the original. Fucking Bam Margera getting chased down the street by this fucking wannabe.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Was that him? Was that Bam?
No, it wasn't Bam Margera.
Pickety Bam.
We want to thank those that support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. You can do the same thing if you go over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. We want to thank AOP and Anthony and Danny Rusinello.
AOP and...
We want to thank the Sex Pot, Cindy Ardone.
Smoke Show.
We want to thank Dark Helmet himself, Mr. Ryan Arthur. The queen of the Shining Wizards, Mrs. Kathy Hummer.
Mrs.? Is this something we don't know?
She got hitched? She did. The king of the Shining Wizards, Mr.
Jesus!
Mr. Manny Kratzville.
Facebook.com/Kratzo if you want to follow the K-Man, or Instagram.com/MCKratzville. Good luck spelling that one.
Jesus Christ. Mike Martinelli. The Sean's, Sean Callejo, Sean Toe. Kate the Great, of course.
Kate is great.
Matt Garifo, no relation to the KJG.
Happy birthday, no relation to
that. We did that last week. You know, Mr. Brett Simonello.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say?
Alex Vasquez.
Al, my pal.
Matt Mellinger.
Melly Melly.
Scotch Drinkmore, whose real name is...
Kenny Horsey. He rides the horsey to go get some more scotch.
And, of course, William Mercier Jr.
Happy belated birthday to William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
What's he jerking off?
It's his birthday.
Happy belated birthday, William Mercier.
Happy birthday to Rosie Palm and her 5 sisters.
Those are our Patreons. Yeah. So if you want to become a Patreon for as little as $1 a month, head over to ShiningWizards.com or Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. We have so many perks. For $1, you get mentioned. You get a code for Pro Wrestling Tees to save on our shirts. For $3, once you get the watch-alongs. And as the tiers go up, you get more and more perks. We're giving away boxes of wizardry. We're giving away Tony's virginity. I mean, all sorts of good stuff here.
Good stuff.
Go over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast.
Giddy up.
Tony, before we get into...
Oh, what?
Before we get into picks.
Picks.
Did we watch MLW? There was an MLW show on this week.
I watched a little bit of this week's MLW. I watched last week's MLW. Oh, okay. We have to touch on last week's MLW because Kevin and I didn't in everything we covered last week.
We sure we didn't?
We didn't.
Okay.
We definitely didn't because holy fuck, fucking Cotto Brazil. Did we talk about this?
Cotto Brazil, yeah.
We did talk about
this. I think we talked about it.
Okay, so he got knocked the fuck out. One thing I learned this week, don't fucking wrestle Los Parks because they will take their belts off and fucking whip the shit out of you. Holy fuck, dude. Did you see that match?
I did see that match.
What in the fuck, dude? Reckless Abandon, by the way. Like, not even caring where he's hitting the dude. Just fucking wailing away at him.
Look, man. Heels be doing heel shit.
And the other thing I saw was the main event. Brian Pillman Jr. against Austin Aries.
All right.
Pretty good match. Pillman's coming along nicely. And Teddy Hart still got to fucking get rid of the pajamas, by the way.
You really don't like his
pajamas,
really
don't fucking
huh?
like the pajamas.
It's got big fight feel, brother.
No, it really doesn't.
To me, it does. It
really Aries doesn't. And Teddy Hart.
Yeah. He looks like he's going to go fucking drink some cognac and smoke a cigar. He doesn't look like he's going to wrestle.
That's what champions do, baby.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? Well, Los Parks defeated Magnus and Septimo Dragon?
Magnus?
Septic Dragon.
Yeah.
Septic Dragon?
Yes, it was. The Toilet Dragon.
So we're on the fast track to their November Super 2nd. Fight Show, November 2nd. So after the match, there's a Contra propaganda video where Jacob Fadu.
That's a
Fadu?
Erica Fadu.
Fadu.
Since how y'all feel.
Erica Fadu.
Jacob
you
Fadu.
You better call Tyrone.
And Joseph Samael tell L.A. Park that.
Tell him come get your shit.
November 2nd will be the Day of the Dead.
Those Contra promos are nice.
I like them a lot.
Well, they're not produced by MLW. They're produced by
The Von Erichs want to fight the Dynasty in Mexico.
Want champs.
Hey, we want to fight you. This is our promo saying that we want to fight you.
You guys are pretty tough, but we're tough boys from Texas.
Don't disrespect the Von Erichs because that means you're meanies that we want to fight.
Don't disrespect Ross and Marshall.
Listen, I'm a big Von Erich guy. I think they do it on purpose.
Like, no, they cut promos the way their old man cut promos. They just speak it from the heart.
Not great. look at me sitting on a couch talking wrestling and making fun of people that could kick my ass and are better than me at everything.
Isn't that the great thing about what we do, though?
It's so messed up, though, because God forbid we want them on their podcast, or on our podcast.
Oh, please.
And then they listen, and they're like, who's this, Kevin? I'll tell you who they are, who I am. Well, I'm the king. Well, I'm the king. I'm the king of bad promo Tennessee. Well, I'm the king.
Tom Lawler versus Timothy Thatcher and Hammerstone against Davey Boy Smith Jr. are officially booked for MLW Saturday Night Super Fight.
I'm excited. Oh. I'm excited for Lawler Thatcher, man.
Yeah, Timothy Thatcher, he's getting his shit back together, man. He's something else. He fell off for a while, but
are we doing picks for that?
Oh, we have to.
I want to make them right
now. Not tonight. Not tonight. We don't even know what the rest of the card is.
I want to make the ones that we know.
Dominic Guarini defeated Ariel Dominguez. I'm not familiar with him, but apparently he's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy, submission machine. So
the guy that was out in like the what's it called that?
The gi? Yeah.
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 He looked like Patton Oswalt with like glasses.
That's weird. I had to think if Patton Oswalt wore glasses or not.
Well, like black hair. Or like him. Like a combination of like him and Alberto Del Rio's ring announcer.
Ooh, Alberto Del Rito's fighting Del Rito. He's fighting Tito Ortiz, isn't he?
Yeah.
I thought I read that nonsense.
Cares. Is that wrestling or MMA?
Oh, that's MMA.
You want to watch a funny MMA video? Watch Mirko Krokop.
Is Alberto Del Rio still wearing the mask? I watched
that. Destroy Alberto Del Rio.
Was this recent?
No.
No, years ago. This was in Pride a long time ago.
Before he was Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
And then, as we mentioned, Aries defeated Brian Pillman Jr. I thought it was a great match. Not a great match. Good match. Sorry.
Fine. Good match.
It was a good main event. And they continue this Teddy Hart, Austin Aries build which is nice because Teddy Hart's been out. He showed up against doctor's orders. So,
oh, what? Yeah, that's another thing I didn't like. They weren't sure if he was in the building. They were like, oh, maybe he's going to, maybe he flew himself in. We just don't know. It's like, come on, dude. Either you know or you don't. Is he in the back or is he not?
And this is kind of cool. They're like spreading these factions, like the members of the factions out with different rivalries now, as opposed to where
they don't
have,
really
like, the
have
dynasty.
That many people on the roster.
Well, yeah, but
why.
I'm saying though, you had Hart Dynasty and
the Dynasty.
And the Dynasty. What did I say?
Hart Foundation.
Hart Foundation and Dynasty for a while. Now you have like MJF and Rich Holiday going against the Von Erichs. Now you have Teddy Hart dealing with Austin Aries. Davey Boy Smith is locked up with, we just said it,
Alex Hammerstone.
So that's still, yeah, it's still fine. But it's just, it's cool. I like it.
Didn't they do some shit last week too where they banned the pendulum because it fucks Savio Vega up?
Yes, for Hammerstone.
So he can't do that anymore?
We'll see what that does for the Super Fight show.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Interesting.
So that was MLW.
I'm looking forward to that show, actually.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
And Mansoor and Havoc beat the shit out of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't Mansoor dead?
They said he had, like,
Mance Warner?
Punctured lungs or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he's feeling better for next week.
We'll find out, won't we?
Well, I guess, I don't know.
All right, Tony.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what time
Christ.
It is, buddy.
Yeah, Kev, you got a bar of soap for me? Kev, what, you fucking looking for mosquitoes?
But I saw a fly.
It's time to go over the picks that we made for this abomination called Hell in a Cell, which only had 4 matches going into the goddamn show. Matt, can you give us an update? Please, be gentle. It still hurts.
Standings as of October 8th, 2019. Kevin sits at 168-87. Tony finds himself still 1 game behind at 167-88.
Uh-oh. I fell back one.
You did fall. Yeah, we were tied.
Oh, you were tied last week. Excuse me. And then.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
The greatest person to ever make picks. Myself. I now only sit at 164-91. I made up many games.
How many is many, many?
Well, I am now only 4 behind Kevin and 3 behind you, where last week I was, I think, 7 back,
we got
6
ourselves
back.
A contest.
The belt's dangling above the ladder, a match just rung by rung.
Just for completion's sake, can you go over what we each, like, what the picks were?
Oh, I can. I can, my friend.
I mean, I don't want you to, but we got to let the people know.
Oh, no, we're going to let the people know.
I actually have, I want to, can I have 1 pick under protest, by the way?
Yes, please.
Well, all right, yeah, go ahead.
Seth Rollins, Bray Wyatt. How is that not Bray winning by disqualification?
Because
yeah, that
was
my.
It was called as a ref stoppage, so that's a no contest. Look, I did extensive research because
he
this,
really did. He really did.
Oh,
because
I was,
anyway, all right, go ahead.
It's called. So the official ruling from WWE.com was a ref stoppage.
Oh, I saw it, but I'm saying I want New York or Toronto, whoever it is, to review that ref's call. Because every time someone makes a move and he hits an offensive move that calls for disqualification or that calls for a bell, usually that guy gets disqualified. How?
Well, it was a Hell in a Cell. There are no rules.
No, there are disqualifications in Hell in a Cell, apparently now.
But it wasn't a disqualification.
Yeah, it wasn't a disqualification.
That's my protest.
It was a ref's stoppage. So in an MMA fight, when Cain Velasquez knocked out Brock Lesnar, the ref stopped the fight.
Yeah, but there are no disqualifications
in UFC. But he awarded
the
fight. But at that point, the referee awards the fight.
When
to
you
the
have
person.
The option to do a ref stoppage or a disqualification, if the guy is still standing and he makes a move, which is traditional in wrestling, that's against what the ref wants, you don't just stop. You award the match to the guy that got the shit beat out
Look,
of him.
Look, I 100% agree with you because asshole would have got it wrong if fucking Seth Rollins got the win.
You're right. I would have.
However, it is what it is.
It's a ref stoppage.
It
it's
is what
no
it is.
It's a no contest. There's no winner. There's no loser.
All right. Well, I'm gonna petition to the league. And I'm going to have this played under protest, and hopefully in the next 3 or 4 days, the ruling comes down.
All right. I wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
What Kevin's trying to say is when you eat your nuts on the fucking New Japan picks this week, it's going to go under the bridge and not have to worry
I've
about
never
it.
Look, I made the fucking dumb pick where I thought The Undertaker and Goldberg was going to be a no contest, okay? And I didn't fucking complain about that.
Well, you're a...
Yeah, well, you picked a no contest.
Yes, it was a stupid pick on my end. So, as Tony mentioned, going into the ending of last week's show, there was only 4 matches announced, and as we covered before break, they announced 4 more at about 5:30-ish Sunday night.
All plopped down on us.
So you got a Lacey Evans Natty classic that was on the pre-show.
That's the one that I regret picking wrong. That's the only one.
Who did you take?
I took Lacey. I wanted to pick Natty so bad.
Did you take Lacey?
So we all took Lacey across the board.
And the only reason why I did it is because you guys did. I really wanted to pick Natty.
He's
so
influenced
bad.
By our picks. It's fantastic.
No, but I had it copied and pasted already, so I'm not going to say that I did that, but I really wanted to pick Natty.
We got, and then during the pre-show, there was a weird Ali promo where he was running his gums, and then they made a match with him and Randy Orton. We all took Orton.
Okay, that's
across the board.
That's one of my two wins.
Danny during the pre-show.
Chad Gable versus King Corbin was also announced.
Mr. Peepers.
Who'd you take?
I took Chad Gable.
Matt took Gable, I took
and
Corbin.
You guys took Corbin.
Yes.
So, fucking win for me.
What a silly match.
For someone who doesn't watch the WWE, I fucking hit a home run.
Then I should do awesome on New Japan today.
How did I go 11-0 last time and fucking go right there?
Because it wasn't WWE, was it?
Yeah, it was. It was SummerSlam?
No.
It was
Ring of Honor, wasn't it?
No.
Tony went, he won 11-0 at Clash of Champions.
There you go.
That's WCW.
And I went 2-8 on the 2-6 on this one.
Night of Champions. Night of Champions.
Yes, Night of Champions.
I don't know why.
All right, keep going. We did Mr. Peepers.
Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross lost the
that
WWE
was a kick
women's
in the
tag
dick.
Titles.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, I lost every woman's match on this show.
Because we all went Bliss and Nikki Cross across the board. The Viking Raiders and a mystery partner against the OC.
I took the Viking Raiders.
As did I. Kevin took the OC.
Well, that was the only other match I won, so you might as well check me off on the rest.
Tony ate his dick.
I ate my dick, and then I ate my shit dick.
And then the matches that were announced, Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan against Harper and Rowan. I was very surprised that both of you took Harper and Rowan.
I wasn't. I really thought that Daniel Bryan was going to shit on fucking Roman Reigns. I thought they were going to be a three-man faction. Silly me.
I'll go with that.
All right. Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks. Me and Kevin both took Becky Lynch. You.
Yikes.
We'll pass you the fucking shampoo. We'll pass you the shampoo.
So I went. Oh, wait. If the show was only four matches, I would have went 0-4.
Yep.
I did better on the matches that they just threw together. Wow. Wowie yowie.
Charlotte Flair against Bayley. Me and Kevin both took Charlotte.
Ate my fucking balls on this one.
And then our no contest, Tony and Kevin both took The Fiend, and I took Seth Rollins. But it's no contest, so it doesn't count.
All right, let me start by saying, I actually watched the show Bell to Bell.
All right. Ooh.
I enjoyed most of the show. I didn't understand the way the six-man ended, why it had to be a disqualification. I texted you, I was like, what the fuck was that ending? And, well, the final match was... Yikes!
Yes, we will get
that opening Hell in the Cell match though with Becky and Sasha. That was some fun shit. The way they were wedging the chair up in the corner with the kendo stick. Yeah, I'm like, this is awesome.
With the Singapore cane,
and Sasha Banks was nailing the fucking Meteora from everywhere.
And she hurt now.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Oh, she really?
Yeah, she got back problems or some shit.
I forgot that they made the fucking cells the cell red.
I kind of did too, actually.
I totally forgot that last year the cell was red. And
I don't even remember last year.
It really pissed me off. Like, I was like, I almost didn't want to watch the show once I saw that. Oh, it was that's fucking red. Like, are you kidding me? This fucking looks like my fucking 3-year-old niece made it in like arts and fucking crafts with like fucking finger paints and fucking. It's fucking red cell.
You're so angry. Over this cell?
It's silly. It's so stupid. First of all, it's hard to fucking see through.
Hell is red, Kevin.
Huh?
Hell is red.
Yeah, but cells don't have to be. It's not cell in hell.
No, but
it's hell in a cell.
You did make a good point, though. With the black cage, it was easier to see past the cage.
I forgot it was black. I was going all the way back to silver. I was going back to Shawn Michaels and Undertaker.
Was it silver for that one?
Yeah, it was a cage.
And it had like the...
Like it was a chain link fence.
Fence.
And now it's like the ones that you put on like the playground so your kids don't get hurt.
And there was no room around ringside. You know how many times a cameraman was getting fucking bowled over?
How many times?
Even Bray Wyatt at one point turned around, looked at him. He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
How could you tell what he was looking at?
You can't with his mask.
His eyes are like black.
Oh, he can see.
He has no soul.
He's got no soul. He can't see.
You could tell the reaction on his face, like what he was looking at.
You could tell by his eyes.
Yeah, see,
read somebody's eyes.
I could.
All right, no, I'm saying it's tough to read someone's eyes through.
What did you think of the show as a whole?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, as a whole, what'd you think?
As a whole.
As a whole.
I thought it was great. Look.
Somebody WWE gave it a 3 out of 10. I was like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Because the finish fucking spoiled the fucking lunatic fringes out there.
A lot of people were
super... The ending spoiled a lot.
Super upset with the finish. And going back to a couple weeks ago, I said... WWE is putting themselves in a terrible position.
Yeah, we knew that.
Match. Yeah,
because
you're taking, and I was not, I had a fucking field day on Twitter with people.
Hashtag cancel WWE.
Fucking field.
Yeah, I saw some of it.
People need to fucking
chill out,
bro.
Take a breath.
It's not that serious. You have the outcome of these matches. I love pro wrestling, right? Love it. Passionate about it, right? But at the end of the day, none of this affects Matt Bowman, right?
Who?
Exactly. The Fiend. If The Fiend wins, I still got to pay my fucking electric bill. If he loses, I still got to pay my fucking electric bill.
Then why do you watch? Who gives a shit then?
No, but I think that's what he's saying, is that he could watch and then
I
leave it
alone.
I can watch,
and then when it's over, just take it for what it is.
I don't go, like, he doesn't... Go on and just make 8 million posts about what he just saw.
I'm not in the parking lot smashing my replica belt and fucking crying like a
bitch.
Who
did that?
There's video of people fucking destroying shit.
I think people just do that just to, like, get their rocks off and try to get a viral video.
He might be right. I mean, I think there's probably a little bit of both.
Dude, go be around wrestling fans.
No, please don't. Actually, come be around wrestling fans on November 21st when we're live at the Elementary Brewing Company.
Oh, wow. How have we not plugged that once yet? Anyway, if you're there live, like, I can maybe give a shred of being upset in this, but at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, if you're an adult, if you're, like, our age, or even if you're a kid, do you really care that much about a finish in 2019 wrestling?
No. It's, first of all, it's the WWE. This is expected. They have, in the last several years...
I think we called it for like the last 3 weeks. There's no way around this finish.
In the last ridiculous. Several years, they have never done what the fans want.
Yeah.
Ever.
I really don't know what the logic was. I also heard the rumor that there was a tweet put out that was immediately pulled back where they were already announcing the rematch at Survivor Series between The Fiend and Seth Rollins. So who knows what the fuck they're doing with that.
That's going to be a 2 out of 3 falls, clean Greco-Roman wrestling match.
But it's like I said...
No ropes.
It's like I said with you last week. They turned him into the new Roman Reigns. Seth Rollins is the new Roman Reigns with a little bit, like a smidge more personality.
No, Roman Reigns has more personality than Seth Rollins.
I don't know about that. Seth Rollins seems a little more like...
I don't like the Seth Rollins character at all.
Oh, I shit all over him last week.
I know you did.
He's a fucking pussy.
Look, the match, it's, first of all, the lighting...
That
what I thought it was cool.
It was different, but
it was
still
better,
like,
than having worms on the canvas like they did at WrestleMania.
Now, if I was there for that,
you'd be upset.
You could. I don't know how you watch that.
I don't know, something different.
When at what point did the hate start? Was it the finish alone, or was it
when he starts hitting curb stomps
and Bray just keeps kicking out?
Before the kickouts, when he hits a curb stomp, then he hits another curb stomp, and another, the boos start.
The boos were getting loud, and then he'd go for a cover, motherfucker kicks out at one, and then the crowd pops like crazy. They were waiting for The Fiend to win the title. They were salivating for him to win the title. Why wouldn't they put the belt on him? I don't get it.
Because he doesn't need a belt.
Yeah, but then why put him in that position?
Exactly.
There you go. We just solved WWE.
He's not a pro wrestler. He's a character.
But I mean, Christ, Kane, even Mankind won the title a few times.
Mankind had so many levels to him. Bray, while he does, I would be more acceptable if Bray Wyatt, Firefly Funhouse guy won the belt. That would be okay with me.
He's on that Mick Foley level right now. For God's sakes, he's using Mick Foley's finisher. You know what I'm saying? I love everything that I saw in terms of his character. Kicking out at one, sitting up,
which
being
I agree
indestructible.
With. No problem with that.
I love the very Undertaker-esque values of the Fiend character.
But it was a different twist on it, too.
Right. People like,
he wasn't popping up right away, but when he got beat down, he went for the pin, fucker kicked right out.
Oh, he ruined Seth Rollins' finisher.
Fucking curb stomp sucks as a finisher. Unless you're doing it like fucking Super Dragon in PWG, it's fucking dumb.
And no offense, but Brock Lesnar has fucking ruined everybody's finisher, hasn't he? Hasn't he fucking ruined everything anyway?
I don't know. I think
Roman Reigns kicked out. How many times does he take a finish, Brock?
I think the finisher in general is out. It's not protected. It's gone. It doesn't mean shit. In all, not just WWE, in all aspects of pro wrestling. You know, I watched the whole G1. Yeah. Okada hit more than one Rainmaker on several people before he got a victory.
And I've never had a problem, and we've talked about this before, I've never had a problem with people kicking out of finishers if you just, like, sell it a little bit. Just sell it. Like, if you can kick out of a fucking three count, kick out of a three count.
And nobody puts question marks on it anymore. When somebody hits a finish, how many times did they struggle to get over to make the cover after getting an ass kick?
Rob Van Dam was the king of that. But he would always, most nine times out of ten, it would be over.
But what I'm saying, like, Triple H would hit a pedigree and he could take 20 seconds to get over and still pin the guy. I'm talking about somebody like, you're getting the shit kicked out of you, you hit your finisher, and then it takes you a couple extra seconds to get over there, and then the guy kicks out. It's like, all right, had he covered him faster, there's always that question of doubt. Would he have still kicked out? They don't do that anymore. They don't. And on top of that, too, how many fucking F5s did Seth Rollins kick out of? How many F5s did Roman Reigns kick out of? You know what I'm saying? Nothing's protected anymore. Nothing.
Yeah, no. So
poor Kofi Kingston gets fucking pinned after one, but, you know.
So, look, I get why people are upset. But again, back to the original. It's WWE. What do you expect? If you're a fan and you've been following the product, you know.
Yeah, but you're asking us to eat shit, and people are kind of tired of eating shit.
There's two fans, obviously. There's adult fans and there's kid fans, obviously. Adult fans should know better. Kids fans who don't know better won't know better after there's no finish. You're not going to have little Timmy in fifth grade saying, like, I'm so mad that I didn't get a pinfall or a title change or a retention or.
But the problem is you can't get into the moment if you know better. And that you shouldn't have to know better. You know what I'm saying?
But that's shared blame. I think that's where we are with the WWE product.
I thought the Fiend was going to win this fucking thing.
I didn't know better. There was no way that they were going to take the title off of Seth Rollins.
Yeah. Now, I also didn't think they were going to put the belt on the Fiend.
Now, how it happened, you know what would have been the perfect out for them?
I think the way they did it, with a DQ finish, which Seth Rollins getting disqualified because he's so upset over the last 3 weeks.
No, but that's still a shit finish aside.
I'll tell you what,
only because it's in a Hell in a Cell.
I'll tell you what the finish would have been. It should have been. Excuse me. The Undertaker. He put Kane down with the mandible claw a couple weeks ago. There you go. Give me the fucking Fiend against Undertaker. The Fiend beats the Undertaker at fucking Survivor Series. Does nothing but help build the Fiend character. But instead, you got the Fiend... The Undertaker comes in the cage.
Okay.
And he attacks the Fiend.
I don't understand why they would fucking put him right in with Seth Rollins after.
I don't understand either. Because then it's just weird. Hell in a Cell is this structure that is supposed to keep the chaos inside, and it's kind of like an anything goes.
Fuck, dude.
Refresh my memory. Did they do anything with the Fiend and Undertaker? Yet?
No, they did Bray Wyatt Undertaker, but nothing with the Fiend.
Fuck, dude. This would have been the perfect way to get Eggplant down to NXT. He could have fucking beat the fucking monster, whatever, Finn Balor.
He did at SummerSlam.
He beat the Demon?
Yeah.
And that's
No, he beat Finn Balor.
He should have beat the Demon in Hell in a Cell. That would have been That would have put the stamp of approval on it. Then you move him on to something else. That would have been the perfect way to send fucking Finn Balor to NXT. Right?
Wait, so then he loses both of his characters?
What do you mean?
He loses as Finn and then loses as the Demon and then goes to NXT and neither one of them are valuable anymore?
Yeah. Wait. Why wouldn't the Demon be valuable?
Demon doesn't lose.
Undertaker didn't lose either.
Yes, he did.
Well, he lost twice.
Not at WrestleMania. He lost other matches.
So the fucking Demon can't lose a match ever?
No.
Ever. Well, that's just gullibility. Because
Undertaker was Undertaker every day. The Demon was only the Demon once every 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, and sometimes the Demon can lose too.
I mean, obviously never was a bit of a stretch, but no, Demon should never lose to me. To me.
Okay.
Undertaker was Undertaker every match. So if he lost, he lost.
Okay.
Demon was Finn Balor. If Finn Balor loses, fine, no problem.
So then why doesn't he just be the Demon all the time and never fucking lose? He could fucking Bob Holly the shit.
Stupid fucking question, Kevin.
I'll win the belt and beat everybody. put the belt on me.
Because he reaches. I when beat he loses, all. He reaches. And then once he loses and reaches, he wins. If he loses and reaches and loses, the character's dead forever.
I don't know if it's dead forever.
So, I don't know if it's forever.
So then the other problem I think a lot of people had with it was we're all under the assumption that anything goes in Hell in a Cell.
Correct.
Right? Mick Foley got thrown off the fucking top of it. He's been thrown through it. Never a DQ. Never a ref stoppage.
Nope.
What's the difference between Bray Wyatt's...
Bray Wyatt, baby!
Woo! What's the difference? Bray Wyatt.
Yes. What's the difference between his goofy fucking mallet and the sledgehammer? It's all the same, right?
Oh, he beat him with a toolbox. I got my toolbox, jerky. Yo, the first swing, I don't know if you noticed because it was so damn dark.
Out of it.
The wrenches and shit. I'm like, God damn, he probably got a couple knots on his head from that shit. I don't know if you've ever been hit with a wrench. That shit hurts.
I haven't, thankfully. Really I think a hurts. Lot of people had a problem with that. And no
and
one.
You didn't like the referee's soliloquy? If you do it, I'm going to stop it. You can't do it. Think about the fucking, children.
He called him by his real name.
Did he really?
Yeah, he called him Colby?
He name? Called. No, he did not. Yeah. I didn't. Wow.
Yeah, blur the lines between reality and the pro wrestling
you.
World.
Fuck. Wait a minute. It's here.
Fucking bullshit.
Fuck you, WWE.
There you go.
Yeah, I think more people would be less upset if there was a clear explanation as to why. Because even the announcers would be like, it's a like the ref called for the bell and they raised the cage and everyone came in and they thought he was dead and then he fucking pops up and he does the mandible claw.
Start the match, chance started.
Start the match, yeah. AEW bullshit, chance, bullshit, refund.
And you didn't get that in the replay, by the way.
Oh, why would you?
You got to start the match, but everything else that you told me about, I did not get to see.
No, of course, that's smart on their end. They're
and I wouldn't be surprised if they're showing like highlights and footage and whatnot and you hear cheers instead.
Where?
Of the end of the match. Like,
oh, because
when they showed the still pictures?
Because you barely got any mention of it last night on Raw, which is another fucking mind-blowing. I just don't
get
it.
Wait, before we get there, is there anything else that we need to cover from Hell in the Cell, or are we good?
Love the Kabuki Warriors.
Yeah, it was good stuff. The Green Mist is back. That's
Look,
awesome.
Asuka and the Pirate as heels, bitches, works great.
Yep.
And to jump ahead to Raw, how they're just cutting promos in Japanese. It's
awesome.
Without, perfect. Agreed. And so, like, everyone's, like, giving them the what treatment. But it's so good. They're bad guys. I don't got to tell you what they're saying. That's their language. It's amazing.
Becky Sasha, we talked about, was amazing. I tweeted it. I don't know how you're going to follow that.
I don't understand how Lacey beats the shit out of Natty for 20 minutes, and then Natty fucking hits the power bomb off the stage.
You're on Raw already.
Oh, I thought this is what we were talking about.
No,
I'm
jumped ahead real quick just because of the promo that they cut.
Oh, that's why I was going ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry. Take it back.
I like the six-man. I thought it was I took it for what it was. It was nice to see the Viking Raiders showcased. And obviously, if you move forward to Raw. It's...
They beat the tag team champs in a non-title match, you know.
Right, well, they're going to wrestle them again next week on Monday Night Raw, so they're probably not going to get drafted to a different brand, so put that in your little fucking black
You know
book.
What else is cool? The Kabuki Warriors actually won. The tag team champions won on Raw. How crazy is that?
Well, look at the two tag teams that you're looking at. Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode, better singles and tag.
They're the
Alexa
tag team
Bliss,
champions.
Nikki Cross, probably better singles, even though I do like the tag team.
Yeah, but they didn't lose on Monday Night Raw.
No, I'm not saying that they lost on Raw, but they both
No,
lost.
They didn't
they
wrestle
lost,
them
they
on
lost
Raw. They beat Charlotte and Becky.
No, I know. I'm saying they lost at the pay-per-view. The two singles, the two mishmash tag teams, both lost. One, obviously, a non-title match, which might probably lead to them losing next week.
Right.
And Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss losing this past Sunday.
Yeah, but Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss made the save last night, so I don't think that chapter's done for them.
Oh, you could have it on Friday.
What's that?
The next Smackdown? Chapter.
No, I mean, I still think they're a tag team, though.
Right, and they dressed exactly the same, so they might still be a tag team. You could be right. I'm just... Tell me Alexa Bliss isn't better as a single than
she is.
She is.
Yeah, but you know what? I like her and Nikki Cross together.
I like that
I think
too.
Nikki Cross's personality is finally coming out.
They're growing on me, 100%.
And I think the top of that division is crowded right now with Bayley and Charlotte. And
yeah,
Sasha,
so Alexa doing this on the side, this is a good spot
for
her.
Not if we got some injuries.
Well, we'll have to see
what happens.
I
mean,
she didn't win the title, Kev. I didn't pick that one. I thought she was walking out with some gals.
What else? Gable beat Corbin, which was fine. I don't like the whole, like, Shorty thing. And then, like, the backstage lady was like, oh, excuse me, Shorty, do you have a minute? Like, fuck,
exactly.
Stop.
You're shitting on the guy that just beat you, so you both look like dog shit. That's a stupid play.
What else was there? I think that's really it. Charlotte beating Becky was cool. Becky got caught cheating.
Yes.
So that was fun.
And it cost her. She got put in the figure eight. Yeah, it cost her.
And then she was like all upset. And she was like, why does this always happen to me? Why does this always happen to me? Overall, I gave the show a B. I really liked the Hell in the last match. I enjoyed it because you kind of figure what it was. The ending was very fucking screwy.
It was very emotional until the ending. I was into it until that ending.
Yeah. I got over the fucking red light, and I knew that, like, Seth had to dig deep. He had to dig deep and find, like, this animal inside of him. But if there was just a clear...
I hate Seth. I hate him.
But if there was just... I was just looking for some kind of clarification as to why, you know how, like, when there's a match and it goes, like, a time limit draw, and then, like, the referee has informed me there will be 5 more minutes. Or the referee has informed me that due to outside interference, Billy Badass has been disqualified. Like, there was none of that.
Yeah, and the fact that the ref stoppage and the fact that Bray just pops up that he could still go. Like, all right, start the match again. And as the capacity crowd has said.
So that was Hell in a Cell in a nutshell.
Yeah, I mean, I put a poll on Twitter. Most people got like 400 votes. Most people gave it a D.
I think D's a little harsh.
Yeah,
I think B's about right. Maybe a B minus or a C plus area.
I'll give it like a C minus, only because of the lack of thought and the lack of nonsense that went into it. You're telling me 4 matches are being announced, and I'm supposed to care? I don't care how good they are in ring. Tell me I'm supposed to care about them, and you announce them 20 minutes before the show?
Yep.
I'll say C, to be fair.
Yeah, but those extra matches helped me get 2 wins, so I'm not complaining that much.
Fair enough.
Raw, I'm tired of these cuckold angles.
Dude.
Can't they just let Rusev be Rusev? Like,
no, because Rusev sucks.
No, Rusev is awesome,
Rusev
dude.
Has been the worst. He's always the worst.
Rusev beat the shit out of Randy
Orton. That's
day
one-ish from KJG.
It's rough, man. Look.
I don't like it. I don't know why they have to do that to the guy. Like, even outside of the storyline, it's just fucking stupid. It's stupid.
It's not a...
Makes no sense whatsoever. You can't come up with something more creative for Rusev?
I don't understand how you open the Raw after a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view with that.
I bet you it's Paul Heyman. I bet you it's all Paul Heyman doing this.
But look, I bet it... go ahead.
It's terrible. Look, Paul Heyman, arguably one of the best minds in the wrestling business, also had a wrestling company that folded.
Yeah.
Do you honestly think that was Paul Heyman?
No. Everything has to go through Vince.
Yeah.
And you know what Vince likes? Titties.
Yeah.
Let's see those titties. Let's see some jungle
sexual
fever.
Thing. He wants to see Linda get plowed by a big black guy, and there you go. That's the thing nowadays.
It's fucking terrible. Look, man. It's terrible.
And they're so... Everyone's saying, the attitude. Like, even going with Seth bleeding from the mouth last night. That's a little... Whatever. Again, it's... You gotta ease. Listen, I don't have the answer onto how to do it, but when you go from being like PG to all of a sudden doing this, and it's that stark of a contrast out of nowhere, it seems forced. It seems so forced, and it just doesn't make me care. It makes me care the opposite of when, like, Attitude Era. We would go back to that term, and I hate doing it. But Attitude Era wasn't shock for the sake of shock. Sometimes it was, but. For the most part, it was cliffhanger, good action, character development, not just Bobby Lashley coming out of nowhere fucking Rusev's wife. Like, where's the story behind that? Well, how did that happen?
Yeah, it really was just like out of nothing.
There was nothing that led up to it.
Like, where's your wife? I don't want to talk about my wife. It's like, the guy just became a U.S. citizen. You can't gloat over the fact enough on your weekly shows. You're showing
that'd be funny.
You're showing videos of him and his wife from friggin' whatchamacallit, whatever show it is, the Divas show.
Total Divas.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden, like, oh, here comes big old Bobby Lashley with his big fucking tube sock of a cock.
Why? How easy? Like the Rougeau brothers thing. Rusev is now a U.S. citizen. Why don't make him be like the... Like the patriotic telling you how to be an American to all these other...
Yeah, make him be like Nikolai Volkov. Yeah. Where, you
or
know,
put
like
a bad guy. Be like, oh, you call yourself an American? Like, and then tell him how to like be like do like stupid, obnoxious, snobby shit. Like, oh, I'm an American. Like, why can't you be like me? And he's talking to Americans that have been there forever. So
it's fucking... It's just bad.
What else was there on Raw?
let's see.
There was Lacey Evans. She lost again to Natty, so yes, that's they, that.
Like, Lacey Evans beat the shit out of Natty for, like, 14 minutes.
Yeah, and then Natty just wins with one move. There you go. I didn't, whatever.
Last what woman. Is with this obsession with pushing Natty all
last
of a sudden?
Woman standing match.
I think they're just burying Lacey. She's dog shit, dude. Sorry. I don't like her.
The Viking Raiders beat
Rude and Gable. Jesus. Dolphin Rude.
Dolphin Rude. Aleister Black is on Raw.
And he beat up the Singh brothers.
Beat the Singh brothers, so we got that going on.
Yeah, those backstage promos of his I don't really care for either.
No, I don't think he should have ever been brought up to the main roster, at least not yet.
Yeah. And the way they brought him up was so bad, but just as a tag team makeshift with Ricochet.
Yeah, Ricochet and Apollo Crews had a quick 4-minute match. What?
That's awful.
What?
That such talented guys.
They had more time in the back talking about their friendship and how they were going out there.
I must have missed that. What was it? Quick?
Yeah,
4 minutes.
It was like 3.5 minutes. Yeah.
Who won?
Who do you think won?
Ricochet?
Fucking old finger in the ass won. Pew 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 pew.
There was another AOP promo to be. You know, them and the Viking Raiders should be fun.
Yeah, if we get there.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
The fucking OC beat the Lucha House Party.
Yeah,
like,
who gives a fuck?
Come on.
Come on, man.
This is, mind you, this is essentially a bookend to what it was arguably the biggest week in professional wrestling.
Yep.
It started Wednesday, right?
Raw is becoming the bastard son of
Raw.
WWE.
Well, that's why they moved all the announcers to SmackDown.
Yep.
Because now they're going to make SmackDown the main show.
And Kevin's favorite announcer, Dio Madden, is going to give us Raw every week.
There was a fucking Miz TV.
With the bitches, and then the bitches lost to the other bitches.
Yeah.
Then more bitches came out to fight with said bitches. And
fucking Asuka blew the mist, and she pinned Becky Lynch.
She needed the money. Right.
They have the story there where Asuka beat Becky. But what? I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. Ricochet beat Cruz. We talked about that.
Pew, 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 pew. What was the finale? Did Tyson Fury get to fisticuffs?
Okay, so at 10:43.
Oh, boy.
10:43 is when they first mentioned Rollins and Bray Wyatt, and they aired a recap.
Okay, well, that I mean, you know what? I guess they're trying to play off the severity of the situation. I don't know.
Why wouldn't you mention it first?
They shouldn't have mentioned it at all, to be honest.
It should have been the first fucking thing they talked about.
No, man, you got to come in hot. Lacey Evans,
hey,
son.
Listen, Tony. I mean, Matt.
Son.
Hot. Tyson Fury has an open mic, and he's demanding an apology from fucking Bray Strowman.
Bray Strowman, good one.
So he's got... That takes precedence, apparently.
Yeah, I give Raw an F-, whatever. I don't care. It's fucking Raw.
Again, I don't care about the WWE.
You know what I do care about? We were watching NWA Power before we started the show tonight.
We're not going to go the finish with fucking 7-foot Sami Zayn against Braun Strowman?
I don't give a fuck.
They had a pull apart.
Yeah.
Gives
a fuck. Tyson Fury, my balls.
All right.
The WWE has announced a press conference at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas on Friday.
Oh, great.
It will be Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman, Cain Velasquez, Rey Mysterio, Braun Strowman, Tyson Fury, and Triple H.
Wonderful. Half the fucking people on the show we've never seen before in a wrestling ring.
Well, Tony, it looks like all these people will be involved in the Crown Jewel taking place on Halloween.
Oh, Halloween Havoc?
So we're looking like Lesnar versus Velasquez, and Strowman against Fury.
And Team Hogan versus Team Flair. Woo!
God damn it. We got to pick
Shut
that
up,
nonsense,
dude.
Too.
Yeah.
It's fucking retarded.
Are we done talking about Raw, please?
I'll say it. It's fucking retarded.
Are we done talking about Raw?
We are done. I think, Kevin, are we done talking about Raw?
As long as you guys are,
I am. I think we're done talking about Raw, Tony Bologna.
Matt, we're running out of real estate. You want to talk NWA real quick, what we were watching?
Well, I mean, we didn't finish the show, so.
No, but very interesting, very well done.
I love the studio show. It looks great.
Eli Drake and Caleb Conley put on a hell of a match.
Yeah.
Tim Storm was there.
Tim Storm was
getting called out by that idiot Josephus. And then James Storm came out, and those guys were slugging it out.
The Dawsons beat Sal Renaro and Billy Buck.
Good for Billy Buck. Who gives a fuck about Billy Buck?
It was a nice squash.
Badass Billy Buck.
Yes. It was cool the way they started. Nick Aldis came out, cut a promo, talking about the 10 pounds of gold. It was awesome. About how he feeds his family through wrestling. It was really good shit.
The tag champs, the Wild Cards, they beat Danny White and Mims.
I don't know who Mims is.
He was the black guy.
He looks like fucking Willie Mack, like 50 pounds lighter.
And then afterwards they did a little promo at the desk, and Eddie Kingston and Homicide
Itty Bitty Kingston.
So that's pretty fucking cool. And then right after that, James Storm and Josephus, they brawled back out onto the stage.
Josephus is a load.
Wow. And then we came down here to start the show. So what's left is James Storm against Josephus.
And the numbers were going up consistently the longer we were watching it.
Yeah, the live numbers, which is great.
Great stuff for them.
Definitely find NWA Power. Just put it in your Google machine.
It's on Facebook and YouTube. Stream 6:05 on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
That's cool. Throwback 6:05.
I'm excited to go watch that when I get home, Ski. That and AEW Dark. So they're both up there.
Oh, boy.
So New Japan ran a show. Yes.
Did they run a show in Yo?
They ran a show yesterday morning.
Was it? Well, it was yesterday morning here. It wasn't yesterday morning there. Would have been like yesterday evening.
I just want to say about the NWA Power. I'm gonna tread back a little bit.
Go ahead. We watched
5 seconds of it on your computer upstairs. It came across like way better than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
It looks like a legit, and not that it was ever planned to be anything but.
You're punching out.
Television show. And we mentioned last week how, like, all right. You don't have to go to the well. You don't have to go back in time to make something fresh again. You could be innovative and just be new and don't go back to the well with the but I take it back. I loved from what I saw from NWA Power, and I can't wait to watch the I can't wait to watch the whole show and No, I'm excited. I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch it.
I really can't wait.
I'm going to watch AEW Dark. And tomorrow I'll watch AEW and NXT. And
see, that's why WWE is going to be in a bit of trouble because there's just so many more options now.
But all right, let's not get crazy.
There's
options for us, and there's options for everyone because they're options. But
so you think it's just the WWE tards? They're just going to stick with it?
I mean, I'm a WWE tard.
I understand. So am I. But that was pretty rough.
Oh my god, that was a rough way to even say that.
What, WWE tard?
Yeah.
Hey Matt, you like that? WWE tard?
Nah, it's mean.
It's like a retard for WWE fans.
Oh, my God. That's like the sixth time we said that word tonight.
What, retard?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know what else to say.
To quote Matt's favorite announcer, Mamma Mia!
Are you really wearing a Jay White shirt, by the way? You should fucking die in a fire.
Jay White.
Fucking idiot.
Speaking of Jay White.
Oh,
his match is one of my toughest to pick.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I just want to briefly go over the New Japan show.
All right, because I got news and notes, too. We're running out of real estate.
That's so true.
The New Japan Road Show was the other night. A couple interesting things to take away from it.
Is that Sonata's hair now?
What?
He looks like a douche.
Fuck, his hair's been like that for like a year, asshole.
It's the first time I've ever noticed he really looks like a douche.
Yeah, well, you're a fucking douche.
You're a douche.
Your boy fucking Tanahashi was on this weird, like, he's having four matches to commemorate his 20th anniversary.
Good for him.
This match on this show sucked a bag of dicks. So,
well, who's his opponent?
Just like fucking Tanahashi sucks a bag of dicks.
Shut up! You're talking about
he's
a former IWGP
garbage.
World Intercontinental Champion. He's done it all,
yeah,
dude.
Has he? You know why? Yeah. How many times has he been an IWGP Heavyweight Champion?
17.
All right. Well, you know what that means.
That means he's lost it 17 times, but
that
he's
a fucking loser
he's
with his fucking hair.
In my book.
The worst hair in wrestling.
Fuck your hand and then your mouth.
He lost a fucking in a six man.
Go poffo yourself.
He lost a 6-man tag match against Taguchi, Yano, and Togi Makabe.
I want poffoing to become a thing.
Just so you know,
like when somebody goes, "Yo, did you see that guy who poffoed at the party?" What? Should become a thing.
Boo,
a
pretty boo. Crazy party.
A boo. A
fucking
boo.
A dude.
The Liger Suzuki stuff continues.
Great.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Come on,
it's the fucking feud of the year, bro.
Feud.
Suzuki and Liger. And then the fucking Evil pinned
Kev,
Ibushi.
I can go for a Suzuki Liger myself.
Evil pinned Ibushi again.
Good for Evil. He's an idiot.
All right, you fucking just shit all over fucking New Japan. Let's spend all this time talking about all this nonsense. What kind of news and notes do you want to talk about? Fucking Masterpiece says he brought House of Glory. Great. Congratulations.
News and notes? We got a fucking pay-per-view to pick, you dickhead.
I kind of wanted to hear that so I could base up some of my picks on it.
Well, too late. Tough shit. Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's time for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick extravaganza. We're going back to New Japan for the King of Pro Wrestling 2019. Your opening match, Rin Suzuki Taguchi and Roppongi Bungi Bungi
versus the Suzuki-gun. Suzuki-gun members, El Desperado, Yoshinobu Kanemaru, and Doku-i,
whatever the fuck his name is. Holy name, shit, Kevin, pick this worthless
his name is Doku.
Hammers.
First of all, you dickhead.
Are you picking
Kevin
all
lost
pick?
His fucking pen.
I have my pen to underline my pick.
Oh, great. Kevin don't have no pick.
Do you need a pen, Kevin?
I see a pen over there.
All right, we're throwing pens here.
Okay, I'm going
Roppongi. Great catch, by the way.
I'm going Ryosuke catch. And Roppongi Bongi just for no other reason
than
I like Roppongi
Taguchi.
Bongi. Whatever.
This pen doesn't even work.
Click it, dummy. No, the side, the little clip thing. Holy fuck, we're running out of time and Kevin can't figure out a pen. This
are
is
you
awesome.
When have you ever seen a pen where it clicks from the part where you're supposed to clip
I
on
I have 100 of them. You want
right.
more?
Hey, tarts.
Have another one. Have another one. There's three
all.
Of them.
I need them.
All right, so you're taking Roppongi Bongi
I'm
and
taking
Taguchi.
Roppongi and Taguchi,
I'm going
yes.
Suzuki-gun.
Really? I'm taking Roppongi Bongi
damn
and Taguchi
it.
As well.
Good.
I just knew right as soon as Matt said really, I was like, fuck.
Hiroshi Tanahashi and Tomokai Homa versus the most violent players, Togi Makabe and Toru Yano. I'm going MVP on this one, Makabe and Yano.
I'll go.
Going with Tanahashi.
I'll go Togi and Yano.
Awesome. The next match, the LIJ of Naito, Tagachi, Takagi, and Bushi against the other Suzuki Guns guys. Zack Sabre Jr., Lance Archer, and Taichi. I'm going LIJ.
These are like my two favorite. Shingo and Zack Sabre are like my two favorite guys.
I know, but LIJ needs a win, man. Naito
well,
needs a win.
Apparently, the Suzuki Gun pick I made before is laughable. So I'm going to have to go Suzuki Gun again this time.
Wow.
Suzuki Gun.
This is a tough one.
Yes, it is. These are all tough.
I'm going Suzuki Gun too.
Okay. The Goons. I'm the only one that took LIJ?
Yes.
Good. I hope you all fucking eat shit on that one. Chaos, Hiroki Goto, Tom Ishii, and Yoshihashi versus the Bullet Club of Jay White, the piece of shit, Kenta, the other piece of shit, and Yujiro Takahashi. I'm going Bullet Club because Jay White's on a roll, and I fucking hate him so much, but they're going to wind up winning.
I'm going Bullet Club, too.
I am also going Bullet Club.
Great. Here comes Jushin Thunder Liger versus Minoru Suzuki. The old man cripple fucker is going to kill each other. I'm going Liger. I hope Kishin makes his fucking reappearance. He didn't last time, which is weird, but I think it's going to come out again. I think Liger's going to win. He's getting close to retirement. He's going to fucking start going out big. That's
Kevin?
My notes.
Your yeah. turn. I like Jushin Thunder Liger.
There you go. What did you write? What?
Liger.
Oh, all right, Liger. I can't read from that far, even with these glasses.
I took Liger because Suzuki is leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling.
This is the only...
I mean, it is his retirement tour, but this is the only reason Suzuki...
Oh, I heard about that. Isn't someone else, like one of the presidents or something, leaving too from New Japan?
I didn't hear about that, but I heard that Suzuki is unhappy with the direction of his character in New Japan.
And he's going to Noah.
Yes.
I think I saw that, yeah.
Oh, well.
All right, let's get down to the fucking brass tacks
this
here. Girl,
come on, this is easy shit
now. I'll start with this one. I'll start with this one because it's my favorite
IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship, Will Ospreay versus El Fantasma.
I'm going Will Ospreay, but Matt gave me a weird look that he thinks El Fantasma might be doing some craziness here.
No, here's the thing. El Fantasma has Ospreay's number. He's been beating him all the fucking time, but he called him like a, what do you call him, an autistic cannibal or
yeah,
some shit?
At the Super J-Cup.
So I have a feeling that Ospreay's finally going to get his revenge and get the win here. I'm going Ospreay.
I'm also going to take Will Ospreay.
There you go.
I love El Fantasmo, but I think there's an underlying story because there's a man who won the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship that's been off the radar since he broke his neck. I think once Ospreay beats El Fantasmo, there's nobody left but Takahashi.
There you go. There you go.
And challenge him at Wrestle Kingdom.
Takahashi.
Next match, the United States Championship, no disqualification. John Moxley, champ, defends against Juice Robinson. I'll start. Moxley, I think it's his first title defense. No, maybe second?
It's his first.
Okay, I'm going with John Moxley. I don't think they're going to fuck him over the way they did to my boy fucking Naito.
I think it's one and done for Mox. I'm
me
going
too.
Juice.
Me
wow.
too. Me too.
Really?
Yep.
That quickly, he's going to get the title back.
I thought that was like the one I was thinking of the most on the way over here.
Look, if you watch the G1, Moxley came in, he beat Juice at Dominion, and then you saw a different Juice Robinson throughout the whole G1. It's almost like Moxley lit a fire under him, and he did his stuff with the G1. He'll probably team with his young boy for the tag league if he's still working New Japan after this show, and I think it helps elevate Juice.
Yeah, which is exactly why Juice is going to lose, because Moxley's going to fuck his shit up.
I could go either way on that one, to be honest with you. But I'm
singles. Oh, are we ready?
Yeah.
Singles match for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship match on the 1-4 show in the Tokyo Dome. Kota Ibushi defends that championship match title shot thing.
All of it.
Against Evil. Ooh. Sorry, Evil. I know you got Ibushi's number, but Ibushi's no way in hell is he losing this title match. I'm going Kota.
Kota. Yeah, I don't think.
Gotta be hands down. This is why the top of the card is so much easier to pick, I think. And of course, your main event match, the other part of the Evil and Sonata team. Sonata challenging for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship against Kushida Okada. I think the Rainmaker makes it rain. He's going to successfully defend. They're on a collision course, Ibushi and Okada. There's no way it's going to be changing now. Kevin, Matt, what do you think?
Okada.
Yeah, Okada. I think it's
Okada. Of
course
it's Okada. Come on. What are you fucking talking about? I'm the expert in Japanese wrestling. I know this shit. Follow me.
Clearly.
Follow me. You're not going to go wrong.
All right.
All right.
That's so those are the King of Pro Wrestling. Pro Wrestling. That happens Monday?
Whenever the 14th is.
October 14th.
Yeah, so it'll be our time, like 3:30 a.m. Monday morning?
Yes. Something like that.
So I could watch it Monday afternoon.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about it Tuesday, Blues Day, because we have more picks next week.
Oh, good Lord. What are we picking next week?
Well, can I ask you why we weren't? I know we were going to pick Ring of Honor, too, but why are we not picking Ring of Honor?
Okay, because Ring of Honor is doing a couple things. They have a show, Glory by Honor, on Saturday. The Rush is defending the title against whoever wins a Battle Royal. We don't know
who's in a Battle Royal.
You're also getting the
You really don't think Rush is going to beat the guy that wins the
Battle Royal? No, he is, but I mean, you also have the semifinal matches of the tournament and the finals. So Lethal against Marty Scurll and PCO against Dalton Castle.
So we'd have to run the table on that to get 3 points.
Right.
All right, well, fair
enough. I mean, we could discuss off air.
Whatever, we'll talk about it later.
It could be interesting. It could be the first time where we could lose 2 points by just losing one match.
I mean, you could, yeah. Or we could just pick the winner of the four, and that person gets, that's like a 3 point.
That's not a bad idea.
No, you got to pick them all. Fuck it. We got to do it NCAA style.
You got to run the bracket.
Yes.
So that's why we could talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that. Come on, we got more news, dude.
What do you got?
Excitable?
Apparently, Jeff Hardy's still having problems in the substance abuse department. Somebody actually called in on October 3rd, 8:40 p.m. They noticed his car driving erratically. And when he was stopped by the cops, it turns out he had a bloody nose and told him he had a fight with his wife. We talking maybe possibly domestic violence. But on top of that, he was leaving the liquor store with a case of beer. And when he pulled out of the parking lot, he was a swaying and a swerving. So they picked him up. He admitted to being impaired, folks. Let me give you a little lawyerly advice. Do not admit to anything. It's not going to get you out of trouble. It's going to get you in more trouble. So please,
He admitted to having 2 shots of vodka.
Yes.
That's not good.
No, not good at all. Please, I hope Jeff Hardy gets better, but he's at the point right now where it's all on him.
Nah, he's making stupid decisions. That's all.
Even Matt was like, you know what? He's like, I got to worry about my wife and my 3 kids.
Well, he did that the last time too.
It's rough though.
Jeff Hardy, like we say with football, you have more money than God. If you're gonna drink, fucking just,
yeah. But sometimes
just
it's Uber. Not. Even, sometimes it's not even about
Uber.
That.
Uber.
No, it's not. It's about chasing the high.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm fine.
Listen, you want to get banged up? Get banged up. Just Uber.
But this was at 8:40. Like, there's still people out on the road. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not
That's
even.
That's
what
like, I'm saying. Uber.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fucked up. Like, I'm not trying to downplay. Like, oh, he should have waited till after midnight or something. But still,
just don't get behind the wheel when you've had more than your limit.
Speaking of limit, Master P of the No Limit Soldiers, he bought Hog House of Glory. Where did this come from?
Is this the PR? Imaginations of people?
Is this not real?
I don't know.
It's got to be a fucking
It's all
PR.
Over the place. He actually cut a promo about it.
If it's reported, it could be all over the place in 2 seconds.
We are making history, bringing hip-hop to wrestling. And all it reminded me of was Hood Slam. Do you remember Hood Slam? When they tried bringing the hip-hop into wrestling?
Very briefly. It was out in California, right?
I want to say yes.
Oh, yeah, Hood Slam.
Look, if they could bring me a fucking other Def Jam fight for New York or a video game that looks like that with an Aki engine, I'm down. Hood Slam that shit,
really?
Bitches. Yeah, why not? You know, those games are very valuable, and I wanted to pick up a copy because I've never played them before. And they're very hard to get a hold of if you don't want to spend big money.
I think House of, I don't know. I think it's just a PR move. PR move.
They just announced what? Kurt Angle's going to be there?
Yeah.
Very strange. Hey, you got any more news and notes? Because I got a little bit more. I want to see.
No, go ahead. Keep your train rolling there, Mr. News and Notes.
Impact signed Smiley Kylie Rae. She's doing some All Glory show on October 19th.
Okay, so.
Okay, you found out information.
I don't. It's one of those, like, remember when Impact was doing those Twitch shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This show is in association with a promotion that's out there, so I don't think she signed to Impact.
Well, but she's working for Impact for this show.
She's working the show.
I've worked for Impact.
She's working the show under the Impact banner, but it's the day before Bound for Glory, and it's a three-way dance for a title of some promotion. So I don't think she's actually working for
Impact. Well, the one thing she's not working for is AEW, and a whole bunch of rumors started coming out of the woodwork when I was doing my research. Including that she didn't get along with at least Nyla Rose and possibly Brandy as well.
You really wanted to get to this, didn't you?
I kind of did, yeah. I like Smiley Kylie.
No, I'm with you. I think this is a bigger PR move in the wrestling universe than Master P buying House of Glory.
But the thing is, like, we all had thought that she was suffering from some, like, illness or injury that she had to retire.
I didn't know
that. Which is why she asked for her release and got it. Well, that was the original scuttlebutt going around. And then it became that her and Nyla had some issues from a promotion years ago. And then they thought they could work together, but they didn't. I don't know. It's all rumors, but interesting nonetheless.
All right.
You got anything
Smiley
else?
Smiley Kylie.
Can I do my going home now? Because I got a good one for going home.
Go nuts, buddy.
Let me see. What did Hulk Hogan get in trouble for when he was banging Bubba the Love Sponge's wife?
A couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently Randy Orton was drunk streaming on Twitch a couple nights ago, October 4th to be exact. And I don't know what first-person shooter he was playing, but he dropped the N-bomb while he was playing. He pretty much just said, bam, when he shot somebody, and that was all it was. This story is not picked up anywhere.
I heard it.
I heard it, too. It got put on one of the message boards, which I'm no longer part of for other reasons.
What, the last 3 days you decided to leave?
Oh, no. I left a bunch of them, dude. I specifically left because this story put me over the top, because people are insane.
Did you hear it?
Oh, yeah, I heard it. It's so innocuous, dude.
All right.
It's like
I'll take your word for it.
It's like if you shot somebody on a game and went like, yeah, motherfucker, that's kind of like what it was, except it was a little softer in tone, but there was nothing behind it. There was absolutely nothing behind it, but people were losing their minds over it.
It didn't even catch
like in the mainstream.
We're in a world of people with pussy, so.
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you expect?
Pretty much. And that's all I got for that.
All right.
Good night, everyone.
Well, when you went with Hogan, I thought you were going to go with Hogan wanting one more match, brother.
Okay, there you go. Give it to us.
Having one more back surgery in hopes of getting that final WrestleMania moment. Matt, I know you love WrestleMania moments.
I fucking hate this.
His hometown of Tampa, Florida, WrestleMania 36. Dude. Brother.
Brother.
I think the main event's going to be Hulk Hogan versus Randy Orton.
No, you don't want to do.
What game were they playing? Randy Orton?
Oh, I don't know what game it was. I forgot.
Ghost Recon, Hogan versus Orton,
was it
live
Ghost
streaming
Recon?
On Twitch. I don't know. I'm just making it up. It's the only Army game I know.
You want to do a fucking Hulk Hogan versus Edge?
No. I want to.
Are you taking a shot at my post
kill
today?
Yourselves.
Hogan wants McMahon.
I'm so tired with the, if someone could come back and have one last match, fuck off. Nobody
really?
Wants.
And it was a tongue-in-cheek little game that
nobody
I put up there.
Wants to see you in the ring.
Right, shut up. Maybe people
so what if
do,
Edge?
Dude?
What if Edge never retired?
On this day.
Okay, then he'd probably still be wrestling.
Right, so would you care that much about seeing Edge now as opposed to like not
no,
leaving and coming back?
No, I still don't care about Edge.
I don't give a fuck.
You still don't mind Randy Orton, though, correct?
I don't mind Randy Orton, no.
What if Randy Orton retired and came back?
They all retire and come back. It's pro wrestling.
All right,
no
so why do you have such
retired?
A big beef about Edge?
Because I don't care.
What?
I just don't care. Look, I say it all the time when we talk about Ric Flair. I want, when these guys say they're retired... I just want that. I don't want to see Hulk Hogan in the ring again.
Are we comparing Edge to Hulk Hogan?
At this point, we might as well be.
Do you think Edge has got 20 years on Hogan?
Yeah, what are you going to do? He's not going to come back for one match. So he's going to come back. It's going to be a one-time thing.
Why then Edge?
Because that was the...
It was the news. It was in the news that he wanted to come back. And then he squashed it. And then he was in Pittsburgh supposedly meeting with the doctors. So I put a nice little post up on there. And if
yeah, but Hogan versus Edge? Hogan's
no,
in
no, no one's talking about Hogan. I'm talking about Edge, I think, has a little more to offer. He was forced to retire because he was told by doctors he couldn't go.
Hogan or Edge coming back, I'm taking Hogan every day of the week. I think anybody's
care about
Hogan.
Either of them. That's a long one.
I haven't played this in a long time. You got any going homes, or are we done with news and notes?
Hulk Hogan, no, main events, Tampa. Hogan versus Edge for Matt. And they're going to both come out, and they're going to sing happy birthday to Matt, because it'll be on his birthday, even though his birthday's in November.
That'd be pretty cool.
There you go. And Bobby Lashley's going to come out, too, with the Dominator.
Oh, maybe Bobby Lashley can fuck my wife. He's fucking everybody else.
Jesus, really?
He's got that fucking Louisiana.
All three of them are
going
to run trans.
Jesus,
no, mind,
really?
Go out of your way to watch last week's Impact episode and check out Johnny Swinger. It is not...
He's not back.
It is not the Johnny Swinger. It is a completely different dude. And if it is that Johnny Swinger, God bless him, because he looks fucking great.
Man, what was his character with the mask?
Johnny Swinger.
He had a mask when he came back that one time. I'm thinking of Johnny the Bull Stamboli. Never mind.
Okay, yeah. Johnny Swinger on Impact is amazing.
Really?
Amazing. Right, he looks like such a sleazy 1980s pro wrestler. It's great.
Is he going to get more love than PCO and Rock and Roll Express? 2019?
I don't know. That's a tough call.
Look at this. How many more people are we going to get? Talk about comebacks. You got no problem with Johnny Swinger coming back.
It's not that Johnny Swinger. It's a completely different dude.
I believe it's not that Johnny Swinger. I believe you.
You got going home music?
I could. Yeah.
We got to get out of here, dude.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, yes.
Next Wednesday, Hackensack, New Jersey. General Poor's Bar and Tavern or brewery or something. It's in Hackensack. It's comedy. It's KJG. Thank you very much. Follow me at Kevin Garifo on Twitter, at Shining Wizards Kevin on Instagram. Love you all.
Don't forget, we've got our 8th anniversary show coming up Thursday, November 21st, out at the Elementary Brewing Company. That's out in Hackensack, New Jersey. Keep it tuned here. Watch our social media. Go to ShiningWizards.com. We're going to have updates. We're working on some big things. It's going to be a good time. Don't forget, it's Matt's 50th birthday. Please bring presents. He's a geriatric. If you bring him Blue Chew, he'll give you a hand job and a smile. I promise you that. He'll get rock hard, and he'll give you a little going away present.
Please don't bring me anything.
Bring him Blue Chew. Bring Blue... box of wizardry to the fan that brings Matt Blue Chew. What is wrong with your computer tonight? Is that?
Yes.
Don't blame my stuff. I will have to get some new stuff. Thank you all for tuning in. The best theme music in wrestling.
I love the song.
Whose is this?
Cody's.
Cody Rhodes coming to show. We're going to blow.
You're only smoking mirrors. Whoa. You're only smoking mirrors tonight.
I got nothing. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, boy.